mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Watson in the United Kingdom, webmaster, editor for PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv with his brother Steve Watson. They also run my site, Infowars.net. He pulled out some of his meager savings out of the bank in the last week and tried to go buy gold in and around Sheffield, England, where he lives. And guess what? They're sold out everywhere. So then he tried to go downtown today, and there were lines around the block at the few places that had gold. They had run out. They had run out of gold at almost all the shops and companies in Germany, in Russia, in India, in China. Just within a day or two of a small percentage of the know-it-all yuppie establishment worldwide finding out that their precious New World Order banks might be planning to cheat them, the gold disappeared. Ted Anderson, because he's been in the gold and silver business for 30 years, it'll be 30 years come this January, because he has sources, he is barely able to get gold, and he's able to do something that really no other major dealer that we know of is able to. He's able to get it at bullion prices. But the point is, everything we told you is now unfolding, ladies and gentlemen. It is unfolding right now before our very eyes. I've been monitoring the financial TV channels, the financial publications, the neocon talk shows, and they are now telling everyone it's going to be a depression. And so the fact that they, from their powerful positions, are saying that, it's a foregone conclusion. They are now putting out the official story that greedy Americans caused all this, and that we are all greedy and evil and deserve what's happening to us, and that austerity is how we'll all have to live now. Not that the International Crime Syndicate created all this false liquidity by design to buy real assets, or that they engineered its controlled collapse. The only place you're going to find that is from a few top economists, a few people out there like Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, who will admit they engineered it. You'll find it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll find that vital truth, of course, in my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, written 6.5 years ago, plus, well, more than 6.5 years ago. And so I'm going to break down what we're seeing unfold right now as the market continues to fall today. It's lost well over 1,000 points in the last, 5 days of trading, the last few days of last week. We're going back to Monday. So it'd be 7 days of trading now that we are into market trading. So we're going to be breaking that down. Here's a headline. After rate cuts, investors already ready for more. A round of coordinated interest rate cuts failed to calm global stock markets, fueling speculation that governments will have to do even more to tackle the credit crisis, i.e. pump trillions more to themselves in the financial markets, nothing to Main Street. So they're going to protect themselves and consolidate their power, destroy what's left of any real industry, and annihilate the currencies. And as I've been telling you for years, it will not only be the dollar that plunges for those snickering and laughing in the EU. The euro is going to plunge. They want to hurt everybody except themselves in the elite circles. The Dow is down 136.60. NASDAQ down 14.45. S&P, Standard & Poor's, 13.56. It is down 136 points on the Dow Jones Industrials, and that's even a rigged top 30 because they take out the losers. So we will walk through all this. We'll talk to Paul Watson from England coming up in 30 minutes. Vitally important news and information straight ahead. Listen, you may know all about the New World Order and martial law and depression, but your friends and family don't. But they're finally ready to listen. Tell them, whether you're listening on AM or FM, internet, shortwave, satellite, to tune in right now to this radio show.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we will.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was a clip of President Bush from my 2005 film, American Dictators, saying it will take time to restore chaos, order out of chaos. That is the maxim of the New World Order of the social engineers. If you missed it, let's play it one more time for folks so everybody can understand very clearly what's happening right now.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we will.
Gold is up more than $30 today. It's up over 130 plus in the last 2 weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, they have announced that the Mint in Canada can no longer get gold to make maple leaves. The British government is announcing they're running out of gold to stamp at their mint. They're British sovereigns and government-issued gold bullion. The U.S. Mint announced 2 weeks ago they were suspending sales indefinitely of the gorgeous 1 ounce and half ounce buffaloes. They are now suspending indefinitely sales of all of their other bullion. That is the American Eagles. Gone. They can't get the gold to print them, to stamp them, to mint those suckers. But in paper, on the paper front, what do we have going on? On the paper front, gold is only up $100 and something. Now, in a true free market, if you can't get your hands on gold and silver, it is supposed to go up by 100%, maybe 200%. In a panic like this, it should be at its inflationary price of 1980, now close to $3,000 an ounce. But it's not. It's at $910 last time I checked 5 minutes ago. That sounds like a lot, but that is nothing. And as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. When the public figures out they can't get gold and silver, Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door. That'll be joining us later in the show to tell us from a, he's one, you know, the largest independent gold brokers out there, what it is like. What it is like with some of the best sources in the world. Ted's having to get coins out of Africa, out of Asia, you name it. He's getting them from private owners, but they don't want to sell. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a meltdown. It is a run on gold with people foaming at the mouth to get it. And still, only about 2% of the population of investors, you can go pull those numbers up, have moved into physical possession of gold. When the paper holders of gold figure out that the positions couldn't be fulfilled, you see, they've been betting on gold being low. And that's what's been covered now on national television across the world. They're finally reporting it, which is causing the yuppies to run out feverishly looking for it. When people that are holding positions at gold at $850 and $800 and $790, and there's all these different positions out there, and when people say, okay, give me the gold, and they have to go cash that in and they can't buy the gold, woo-hoo! Boy, that's happening right now. And I kept telling people, I wouldn't hold paper gold. I don't care if it's a receipt for it. You are out of your mind if you're holding any paper out there right now. But I know, you know, we're just always right here. Why not listen to the mainstream people who are always wrong by design? It's not that they're stupid. They're in charge. They run the media. They own the media. They're the big private banks that figured out how to take over Western countries and get the population to accept their fiat currency for real assets. And so they bought up the world. And now they don't need us anymore. FCC probes role of military analyst in war-related broadcast. USA Today. Notice how the media will tell you about the tiniest little edge of Pentagon propaganda in the media. Meetings with Rumsfeld, with all the top military analysts for ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, local channels, going in and getting marching orders for television as paid propagandists, separately being paid by the Pentagon and not telling the public. That's nothing. That's nothing compared to billions and billions and billions that we know of, around $10 billion a year, in fake news going back into the Clinton administration and exploding under Bush. There were always agents of influence, CIA operatives and assets and people that were being handled by the different scores of private and government intelligence operations who would plant stories, be editors, work as gatekeepers. But in the mid-90s, they just said, well, how about we just pay billions of dollars, pay TV networks to produce news, to produce. The government pays to have an anti-gun or anti-family or anti-male message in their TV programs. That has come out. And so we sit up here freaking out, warning the public that when the Pentagon and the Department of Justice and the Department of Energy and Health and Human Services, all of them, have 100 million, 200 million, billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, 5 billion, depending on the agency, budgets just for fake news, and the term I coined in the 90s, propaganda placement. You know, when the Army buys ads, say, in a movie like Anger Management, and you see Army of One ads throughout the movie, on billboards, on the sides of walls, and on magazines, and everywhere you look, yeah, I think they pay, what did it say, $1.5 million for that? That's product placement, but if it's a government message using taxpayer money, it is propaganda placement. And I've got all this financial news and information I want to go over, but the point here is we're not in Kansas anymore when thousands and thousands and thousands of reporters are on government payroll secretly, and now 26,000 preachers. And remember, we broke this for you a year and a half before it was mainstream news. We got the secret documents. We had the pastor from Ohio on, then another pastor. FEMA was waiting for them days later, threatening them to shut up. Telling them, you're not welcome in the local hospital. The feds did, even though one preacher had a big church, to come minister to the dying for free. Such federal control that the hospital was told, you're not welcome here, pastor. And by the way, you're being watched. And then it came out on the news that, yes, 26,000 preachers and growing. First 13, then 26. This year it's doubling. Doubling 26,000. 50-plus thousand. What, 54,000? And people are calling going, yeah, my preacher used to be good, but now he gave a sermon about turning your guns in and how going to camps was of the Lord and Romans 13 submission. And if the government wanted to take your children away, let them. They are paid to say that. They are paid to do that. They are paid to push that. And suddenly, people send me stuff from their Catholic church where there's, you know, a handout on Sunday about turning your guns in and not owning guns, being of the Lord, and doing what the police say. And Protestants come into my office, people I've known for years, like Raymond Teague from his Baptist church. And it's said in there, you're not allowed to talk about politics even when you're at lunch after church in a church group setting. And you are to submit to the government. There's been a huge project to do this, to steal all our wealth and set up a world government banking system. After the bankers engineered the crisis, they will then organize and manage the crisis they created and come out as the saviors with a command and control economy. That's what they're doing. A few days ago, I commissioned Paul Watson to do a detailed report. He's been so busy, he's done a basic one, but it's important. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created. And he goes through all the mainstream places, the media, where they're pushing this. Very important story. You may know it's engineered. The public still doesn't. And a story that has finally captured people's attention. Yesterday it came out that not only is the former head of Goldman Sachs running the $1 trillion banker takeover, handing it over to his own brokerage firm, Goldman Sachs, and others, but that he has appointed his former crony. He has appointed Kashkari, Goldman Sachs executive Neil Kashkari, who's been appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks. And finally, I was listening to talk radio yesterday in Dallas, in Austin, out of Houston, out of San Antonio, flipping through, and I heard multiple shows talking about it and saying, shows that had always been subservient to the system, saying, I can't believe this. This is out in the open. This is totally criminal. This is complete conflict of interest. This is amazing. Don't they care? And the answer is no. 40% of the country has the electronic voting machines that can be hacked simultaneously from one location in 90 seconds and have been proven. The rest of the country has the bubble scantrons, which can be hacked as well and have been proven to be. And that's why they don't care. They are criminal. They worked hard to take over. They worked hard to militarize the police against us. There is no voting, and they can do whatever they want unless we stand up. Stay with me. I know for a fact that there is almost nowhere in this country where we still have free elections. I know for a fact it's been a Pentagon program. 13 years ago on air, I would talk about the electronic voting machines and how they were put into central tabulators and how defense contractors, sub companies were producing them and how they had murdered investigators that were trying to expose it. And the public would laugh. Well, you're not laughing anymore, are you? Now is the time to admit the reality of how bad things are. Only by admitting just how serious our straits are can we turn this around. And I'm going to tell people that work for the government, FBI, CIA, police, bureaucrats, you're going to have it bad off under this new world order. And even if you're immoral people, you should resist it and say no to it and speak out against it and leak information against it. Now, the majority of people aren't bad. They're just ignorant and slovenly and intellectually lazy and have been in denial. If you don't grow up and get your head out of the sand, you're going to get hurt real bad. We're already going to have a depression. There's pretty much nothing going to stop that now. We tried like the Dickens to turn it around. But this year, I went and I bullhorned with hundreds of other great patriots in Chantilly, Virginia, while being stalked and threatened by military intelligence, State Department protective detail, CIA, FBI, Mossad, you name it. We went and bullhorned from 200 feet away, world leaders as they met, and Richard N. Haass walked outside and gave me a, if looks could kill, I'd be lying on the floor, stare. And we didn't do that because we have a death wish. We did that because we needed to draw attention to who the real government is. And inside there, they were engineering the final pieces of this plan. And two Bilderberg Group meetings before that, 2.5 years ago, we got the sources, we got the information from the inside, and we told you they were going to start this implosion through the subprime mortgage to blame it on the public. And exactly what we said happened. Now, when I tell you that they're putting poison in your water, and we have top guest on, top even sitting EPA top toxicologist on, we're not lying, we're telling you the truth. When I tell you that thousands of different prepared foods at the store have melamine and other poisons in them, you better go look it up and find out it's true. I don't know what to do about it. I'm just telling you it's going on. And let me tell you, it's not an accident. They put it in there. When I tell you they've got a federal plan to put half the children in America from around 18% that are currently on it, on Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitor, fluoride-based drugs, that's what they are, and amphetamine-type drugs, that's in the New Freedom Initiative, and that got leaked by people inside of it and made mainstream news 4 years ago, and they're now doing it. When I tell you that pedophile rings run the Congress, it's been documented, and we have documented it, to our peril. Now listen, corporations like to do hostile takeovers. The New World Order is a global holding company owned by the private central banks that are above what you think of as banking and finance. They put in control grids, camera systems, ID systems. They bragged about it. They commissioned MIT 30 years ago to develop the template that was picked up. Other major universities put in their own prospectus and plan. MIT's got picked up. They put in electronic voting machines, not just the Diebold systems that they all focus on, and they're stealing elections coast to coast. The polls always match. The exit polls always match. Now they don't. The fraud has come out. Hundreds of executives and programmers have gone public that it is a fraud. It's been proven to be a fraud in just 1,000 times 1,000. And they mean business. They have federalized and militarized the police. They have brainwashed them that we're the enemy and that it's for their safety to treat us like garbage. And if we even flinch when they say jump, if we ask how high, that is seen a reason to be tasered. Sunshine Project reported in 2000 that in every major city, there are helicopters waiting with spray tanks filled with opiate knockout gas. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's been declassified. I have it from sources right next to that. They've got VX nerve gas ready that is lethal. Now, if that's a good government, a government waiting with nerve gas to kill you and your family in every city, to kill every city, that's COG to the elite. We ask ourselves, how do we get around COG? How do we remove these criminals when they're ready to nerve gas every city? Stay with us. The winner doesn't know.
Winner don't know.
The gambler understands. Whether you like it or not, we're all going to go through this.
I'll take my chances on you.
Sticking your head under the pillow isn't going to help you. The International Crime Syndicate is coming straight on through humanity. They need world collapse to set up world government so they can dominate and control the future and carry out their eugenics programs unhindered. And that means killing us with controlled cancers and other bioweapons releases. So they cover up to the medical system through compartmentalization. That means intensified chemical and biological poisoning to the water supply. Continued intensified propaganda and mind-washing of the public. I know I have a pretty frightening view of reality, but my view is the accurate one. In fact, it's far worse than I can even describe to you properly. They are coming straight on for you. They're going to give us no quarter. You know what that means? They've pulled a huge cutlass on us. They've thrown one down on the floor in front of us. And if we don't pick it up, they're still going to go ahead and hack us to pieces. So you might as well go ahead and fight in the information war. You know, some days I get up here on air and I talk about that case with the information clearinghouse fella. He and his wife in their house, men in suits come in and threaten to kill them if they don't shut up and stop publishing what they're doing. And, you know, on that day, I say, well, if they didn't identify themselves, I just grab a butcher knife out of the cupboard and, you know, plunge it into one of them. Then on another day, I get on air and I say, you know what, if the enemy walks up to me and wants to gun me down, I'll let him. And that shows the duality of the mind. But my point is that I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to fight. And in a Gandhi-esque view, it exposes them. It makes them look bad. It exposes their tyranny to let them, in some cases, abuse us and go after us. But you see, this isn't some British empire in India, or this isn't a Hitlerian system in Russia when they were taking over there, where resistance was absolutely needed in every case. This is scientifically crafted, where every stage has been planned for. They intend to implode the economy by design. They intend to get everybody basically on welfare with a government ID card that has their cash creds on it. And then you'll have to, you know, have a government-certified job, even if it's in private industry, because those private companies will be federally funded. That's what this bailout's about. How many years have we told you? Get everybody in debt, implode the economy. When they finally fully devalue the currency, pump all its final value into their real assets to accelerate consolidation, and then shift the economy over into a new deal, but not a new deal building dams and electrical plants and roads and rest stops and city buildings and state buildings. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be spying, policing, checkpoints, prison guards, data scanning, analyzing data. That's what the colleges are turning out now, is data mining and spying on you, and industry by law having to report on everybody. And web censorship and armies of people in there censoring the web. By controlling the economy, they can then make people come hat in hand to do almost anything just to get food, because now everything has been so centralized and most of the family farms and ranches have been shut down. Most people sold off most of their land. They might hold 20, 30, 40 of their original acres of huge farms they had previously in ranches, and then they work in town. And then as things implode, they won't even be able to be self-sufficient. And later in the next hour, I'm going to play part of Zeitgeist Addendum. I want to analyze it. I agree with some of it, disagree with a lot of it, because it's a lot of what I've discussed, but I want to look at the flaws in the kind of progressive liberal socialist view through the lens of technological development. So that's coming up later. The rest of this hour and a little bit of the next hour, Paul Watson is going to be joining us, and Ted Anderson in a few minutes. But let me just give you some of the financial news. And then I'm going to get into the nerve gas helicopters waiting for you and your family. I'm going to get into the neutron bombs waiting for you and your family. How the enemy plans to do this step by step, what they plan to carry out. And then the desperate chance we've got to defeat them, but only if you fully activate as info warriors, savagely spending at least 10 hours a day after your workday fighting the New World Order. It's simple. We can defeat the enemy. I've analyzed many weaknesses in their attack pattern, though it's the most vicious and wide-ranging and most well-thought-out ever seen, known as the scientific dictatorship by MIT, by the Pentagon, by the brains in London. Their attack profile is public. They have stated what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We have ways to defeat them. But we have to act now in this phase. It will be near impossible 5 years into this. 5 years from now, if you haven't mobilized today, like your very life depends on it, there is no hope. And years from now, you will remember what I said here on air long after I'm off air. Because if this continues, I won't be on air. I would give it 12 months, maximum. This show will not be allowed to go out. If people don't get their heads screwed on straight, if all of you don't activate and get very aggressive and very vocal in the info war, it is going to break down into an ongoing civil war. The whole anti-Al-Qaeda, anti-system was set up for enemies over there that were manufactured, when it really is about attacking the American people. And they want us to fight. They want us to kill police and military. They want that further breakdown, and I'm going to explain that later. We have to stop it now. Now, the bankers own the banking system, and they're going to do what they're going to do with Congress. Congress was threatened with martial law last week if they didn't pass that. We're in martial law. When the White House threatens martial law, that is martial law. That's what PDD 51 is. And when Congress acquiesced to the terrorism, they signed the contract. But with a gun to their head, a literal gun to their head, they signed it saying, okay, you've got financial dictatorial power. Fox guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs executive to oversee bailout. We're going to go over that. Gold rush is bullion, has a glitzy future. Daily Express, another report here from CNBC. Gold prices to double on paper market default. You may not care about paper market defaults, but you should. We'll tell you what that means. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created. They're openly admitting they created it and that they want to have the consolidation. The Financial Times of London a year and a half ago said that in multiple stories, letting everybody know, don't worry, we're controlling this. Don't worry, it's going to... The International Bank of Settlements 2 years ago said that. They are engineering it. And in the high-level banking documents, some of which have been leaked, some of which are public, fragments of which have been reported on, they admit it. But that's not for general consumption. What we do is we bypass that and get into the white papers where they say they got nerve gas for you and your family. This evil government has got crews standing by to spray every city with opiate gases. That is declassified. Sunshine Project 2000, February 2000. Got those documents declassified. Can you imagine what is classified? Well, we know it's nerve gas. Now, if they spray a city, say, of a million with opiate gases, only take about 20 helicopters and two runs. They say that within a few hours, more than 10% of the population will die. You'll fall, you'll hit your head, cars will wreck, there will be fires, the fire department won't be able to fight them. So you're talking about killing 100,000 people if they spray an entire city. And folks, don't think they won't. If they think we're about to overthrow the government, they are going to launch helicopters and they are going to spray our cities. You will see a helicopter coming down. You'll see fires in the distance, smoke. You'll see helicopters flying grid patterns. And if you don't have gas masks on your loved ones and on your family, of course, they'll be at school. And folks, you see, I'm not joking about this. Now, I'm not saying they'll use those, but that's how evil the people that have hijacked our government are. That it was declassified 8 years ago, they're ready to nerve gas us. Okay, I'm going to get into it later. And again, the big British Ministry of Defense report last year said governments will use neutron bombs on their own population if they try to overthrow them. You say have a march on Washington? You say have a march on London? A march on Berlin, throw the criminals out? They're not turning anything over. Now, sustained national strikes are ways to do it. But then again, they'll shut down the alternative media and then badmouth everybody and then let the public starve there. But that's better. Just saying no and walking away from things where the police and military have to come to their senses and then have an open discussion from the cities, taking over the broadcast systems with the federal government, with the criminals who have taken control of it, and saying, look, dismantle it. We want to have an open discussion instead of you lying. We want to have open discussions with you. We want to have, and then you might have an open debate about it. And then at least a stalemate. The best we can hope for with these people is stalemate. Do you and of course, you're thinking, how would you ever get the yuppies in the public to figure that out? How will you get them to analyze and see the full attack profile and the full plan? If not, it's going to be the total takeover of the economy, an intensified police state, and then controlled eugenics extermination of the majority of us. One-child policies, total control. We either get this monkey off our back. Okay, look, I know Paul Watson's been holding for 15 minutes or 12 minutes. I wanted to bring him up because he's gone around trying to buy just a few gold coins because, you know, their banks aren't safe over there, and there's runs on those as well. And instead of reading the Daily Express, gold rush is bullion, has a glitzy future. Investors worried about the state of the markets have started a gold rush buying into bullion stocks in unprecedented numbers, analysts said yesterday. And then it talks about huge lines of customers have been congregating outside the offices of ATS Bullion in London, and people pin their hopes on gold being the answer. And then it goes into Germany and Russia and everywhere else. The gold is sold out. Most of the gold shops in the U.S. have been sold out for weeks. I keep telling you this. Paul Watson, what are you seeing in England being there on the ground?
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, basically, I've spent the last two afternoons desperately trying to buy gold coins, you know, just three or four gold coins. I tried ATS Bullion, which is in the Savoy Hotel in London, which you just mentioned. They physically don't have the people to answer the phone. There's people queuing up round the block, and they just don't answer the phone. They haven't for the past 2 days. Now, the second biggest gold dealer in Britain is based in Blackpool. Yesterday, I couldn't get through to them. Today, I finally managed to get through, and they had one-ounce gold coin. And this is the second biggest gold dealer in Britain. And they've got
They're having, just to keep their doors open, they're having to keep you happy as a customer by limiting days ago one coin per person. And the same thing in Germany and Russia. They are sold out. Meanwhile, they've still suppressed the price of gold. It's only gone up $100. It should have gone up thousands. Now, again, it shows the paper market is a fraud, Paul.
Exactly. And you know that the price of gold, the interbank lending rate of gold, which is currently, what, about 908 or something like that, that is being deliberately suppressed because it doesn't correlate with the reality of what people are prepared to pay for gold. You can go and look at auctions on eBay.com, which ended on Friday, the 3rd of October, when gold was at 834 an ounce. And people are bidding, in one case, for a one-ounce Krugerrand, 938. That was the final bid, which is a 12% premium over what the price was on Friday.
And a Krugerrand is as bullion as it gets because it has a pall over it because of apartheid, which is ridiculous. It's excellent gold.
Yeah, and it's difficult to get now. But 12% premium over the price of gold on Friday. And there was a silver bar, which ended up going for 74% over the price of an ounce of silver, also on Friday the 3rd of October. So that shows you that the demand for gold is so intense and the supply can't match it that people are prepared to pay over the odds, and the interbank lending rate doesn't correlate with reality.
All right, I want to shift gears back into gold in a minute, but you've written an article, Bankers Want World Economic Government to Solve Financial Crisis They Created. London Telegraph, Wall Street Journal, they're all saying world government run by the bankers that engineered this. We told people over a decade ago, and the trilateralists said in the 70s they were going to engineer this. We're seeing the master corporate takeover by design happen, and then you've got the British head of all this, who's a top Bilderberg member, Secretary Peter Mandelson. Tell folks about that.
Well, Mandelson, of course, was at his prominence when Blair first came into power. He's a key Bilderberg member. He's one of the upper echelon. And he's been brought back in right at this key time as the UK business secretary to oversee this centralisation of power in the banking system. And we called it back in January 2006 when the United Nations called for a new organization to be set up worth $7 trillion to, quote, apply six specific financial tools which would, then they go on to make the case, basically solve the problems of the world.
So, and how do the central banks say we're going to cure this? They say a new bubble that will be cap and trade taxes and flat out carbon credit taxes paid directly to the private central banks. I mean, that is direct payment to the bankers. They are becoming government.
And this UN plan said it was an admission, quote, that the nation state is an old-fashioned concept that has no role to play in modern globalized world where financial markets have to be harnessed rather than simply condemned. So that was them, you know, nearly 3 years ago now, talking about the need for a new $7 trillion body.
So the very people that have engineered all this and now getting private banking power to the Treasury with the Fed, doing the same thing in England and the same thing in Europe, the banks are taking over, handing all the people's money over to themselves, and while their media they own tells us they're the good guys and bow down to them.
Exactly. And it was followed a month later in February 2006, which we also wrote about, when the scandal-ridden Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, which was involved in Nazi money laundering during World War II, also called for a centralized banking system and a global currency. And that was in February 2006.
Now, again, folks, you can go back to my films. You can go back to everything. We told you they would engineer a global financial meltdown by issuing too much liquidity and derivatives while they bought real assets, imploding it, and then offering a world banking government as the solution. And what happened? Exactly what we said. And what happened, did we say, months ago? We said they are manipulating the paper market in gold to keep it down, but physically it's running out, and now what happened? We know the enemy attack profile. Few others do. Now, instead of me saying this is the only place to get the information, and we're the only ones that know it, no, I'm freaked out by that. Tell everybody. Tell the other Patriot shows. Half of them don't even understand. I mean, this is so simple. You got to read the enemy documents. We're under attack. Paul Watson, stay with us from the UK. The enemy is making their move. Global corporate takeover. No more elections. Fraudulent machines in place. Documented completely. 100%. Militarized, brainwashed ogres on steroids in place. Nerve gas in place. Neutron weapons in place. Only a mass awakening can stop them, ladies and gentlemen. By studying the enemy's own documents, we understand their program. We can defeat it now, but the gates are closing on humanity. Rush the gates. Open the gates so the people can flee this matrix. Gotta be done now. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, I mean, I'm not tooting our horn. I'm totally upset about this. I'm sick in my stomach every day. But I also have a good feeling in my heart and soul and intellect, knowing we're going to beat this in the end with God's help. The people are finally waking up. What is happening in England? I mean, I know there's more runs on banks, people freaking out, things plunging. The Private Bank of England, the Rothschild Bank, is grabbing up everything, basically. What's happening?
What's happening is an exact mirror of what's happening in America. It's a globally coordinated putsch for a centralization of power into fewer hands. That's what it's always been about. They create the problem, and now they're going to arrive with the solution, which is more power for themselves.
For those that just joined us, American Eagle's gone. The Mint saying no more gold. We told you, folks, 2 weeks ago that it was just the Buffaloes, but our internal sources said they couldn't get gold. I want to bring Ted Anderson. We're going to keep you in the next hour, Paul, only about 20 minutes. Ted Anderson, again, we're not even going to pitch gold to you right now. We're going to do that later. But Ted literally has gold at the prices it was Monday. I guess that's just a day ago or so. He has it He just told me they're bringing $100 under what it is. Not only does he have the gold and the silver, he has it $100 under what it currently is. You try to buy it out of the way. We are in the prime position here because we understand the enemy profile, ladies and gentlemen. We're always a step ahead because we've analyzed the enemy. But I want to get into this as a broker, Ted. 30 years in the business, and having the sources worldwide to do this. But you told me this morning, you said you may not have gold in a few days. It's never happened. It's running out. And I've got all these big mines saying they're at maximum production. Others have been shut down because of environmental rules. Ted, what is going on?
Well, that's exactly what's going on right now. I'm talking to my dealers across the world, and I do business all over the place. And everybody is talking about how hard it is to find gold, to find enough supply to fill the demand. I mean, I'm really, really lucky to be connected as well as I am because I have gold. But a lot of my people, I mean, I've had another competitor just the other day call me up, and he says, "Where are you getting the stuff from? I don't have anything. How can I get something?" And that's their problem right now. It isn't the problem finding customers that want to buy it. I mean, everybody's got that right now. Nobody, you know, the biggest problem is having gold to sell. The Canadian.
Now, by the way, Ted, you could come out and say, you know, $950, $1,000 an ounce right now. You could easily do that, but you're not.
You're not doing that.
You are
giving people the deal you set and the gold you secured.
Yeah, it's more important that we get gold in people's hands right now than it is to try to make the big fat bucks right now. And that's what the Wall Street people were doing with this mortgage thing. It's not about raping and looting. I tell you, right now people have to have gold in their hands. And when you're buying gold at this $900 level, what do we see? 920 so far today in gold spot. I mean, people need to have gold, and they need to have a lot of gold in their portfolios. But not only
is almost everybody else sold out. Sold out, period. Ted has it close to $100. I guess more than $100. Less than it's currently trading for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, well, I mean, we're here covering history as it happens, and we happen to have been prepared for this. Are you going to be prepared?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two of Worldwide Transmission. Paul Joseph Watson's our guest in the next segment. Fox guarding the henhouse, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout. This is finally waking people out, just the sheer overboardness of it all. We're lucky to have the owner of this network being a 30-year gold and silver broker and has some of the best connections in the world because he can confirm what the British papers, U.S. papers, German papers are reporting. I have it all here in front of me. There are lines in Germany, lines in Russia, lines in Japan. The gold is sold out in 98% of the areas. Most gold brokers can't get anything. Gold is selling at 10, 20, 30% premiums. And that's because the market is rigged. And here's the key. This is what I want to ask Ted Anderson about, and then we're going to Paul Watson. On CNBC and other channels, they're finally admitting some of the truth. Because they can't hide lines of people battering down doors, basically, to get gold and silver. The physical market has been on fire. It's getting very, very hard to buy 1 ounce gold coins in smaller bars. Most jewelry shops have been running out, so we have a supply problem, said Kenner. Kenner said on CNBC that there was a two-tier market in gold, the one on Wall Street where the bankers continue to gamble. And see, they've been betting on it low to keep it low. Now they're getting called on this. What are they going to do? And the physical market, which is red hot and demand is outstripping supply. I think we're going to get very close where we see the environment where the paper contracts on precious metals defaulting. Now, you know what that means, folks? That's a nuclear bomb if that happens, and it's now happening. And with what we're going to get, a massive price increase, the overall prices of precious metals, said Kenner. Also, where he predicted gold to go after the paper market broke down, Kenner said he expected gold to double in price in a very short period of time. It will spike quite fast, he added. If you had an oil rally from 65 to 140 in 9 months, I think it can double in gold in a much shorter period because the market is much, much smaller, Kenner said. That's Jürg Kenner, CEO of Swiss Asia Capital, told CNBC this morning that the flight from paper currencies as a result of global interest rate cuts will lead to a doubling in the price of gold within a short period as demand for physical precious metals outstrips supply, causing paper contracts on gold to default. Ted, we're already starting to see some defaults. Explain to people what a default is.
What a default is, it just means that somebody can't cover their margin calls. Usually you have to sell everything you have in order to cover that margin call, and when you don't have anything left, then you're defaulting on it. It means that you're...
Again, they've been selling gold vault reserves that didn't exist.
They do, and that just means there's nothing to cover. We have short sellers that are in the marketplace, meaning they don't have the gold, but they're still selling it. They're having to borrow it from the central banks to do this. That's where most of the gold that covers short sales comes from, and with the gold prices rising, the margin calls just kill these people that are trying to sell short and keep the market suppressed. But it's like a darn rubber band. It's like you said, holding a beach ball underwater. When that thing comes splashing up, people have these huge margin calls, and that's why the defaults, and that's just going to cause further calamity. But thank God we have the government going to bail these people out when they have problems. I tell you, there was a secret meeting just held just last night, and all the central banks of the world, the G7, got together, and they all decided to slash interest rates.
And by the way, those are owned by private families.
Yep, the private families got together and they said, guess what, we're all going to lower the interest rates all at once, and that way not one currency is going to falter against another. Everybody's currency is going to fall at the same time.
And that's falling currency means Milk goes up. Gas goes up. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's called inflation. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what that is. Lowering the interest rates is going to drive people out of the paper currencies.
So not only are they going to have massive tens of trillions globally in, quote, funding themselves, stealing money, it's not a bailout, in a criminal vertical integration, but they're also going to lower rates, which they've now done, which further accelerates hyperinflation. I mean, Ted, this is the ultimate perfect storm.
It is. It's why else would you have a $50 increase in just overnight from yesterday to today on the spot price of gold? That's because they've lowered the interest rates and they're devaluating currencies across the entire globe.
And Paul Watson cannot get gold in England. He can't get gold in England, and it's starting to happen here in the United States. We'll hear more from Paul Watson on the other side and Ted Anderson. Stay with us. And I'm ranting here because we are witnessing the true New World Order being born through the full financial implosion. First, they had to stage the terror attacks to militarize the police, put in the control grid for the criminal consolidation over the public. Now they're moving ahead with that. Paul Watson, again, getting into what's happening with the gold markets. Your take on that?
Well, yeah, I eventually managed to buy some gold off somebody's private collection, and he told me that he paid £16 for this old $20 1 ounce American Eagle back in the 50s or 60s, I think it was. He paid £16 for it, and here I am today paying nearly £600 for it. 1 ounce of gold cost £16 back then, but now it costs £600. Why? Because the currency is devalued. Now the dollar is going up, which normally means that gold goes down, but gold's going up as well because the centralized, globalized interest rate cuts have produced a camouflage whereby people can't see that all the currencies are devaluing against each other because gold continues to go up. I mean, today gold hit a record high priced in euros, which shows you that.
Let's explain that by dropping other currencies with the interest rate cut. Because then people don't buy those currencies. That makes it look like the dollar's gone up. It's another sleight of hand. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. It makes it look like the dollar's going up just because the euro and pound sterling are suffering so much. But in real terms, over the course of the next few years, that dollar is going to buy you less and less and less, which is proven by the fact that even though the dollar is apparently going up, so is gold. That it takes more and more of those dollars to buy 1 ounce of gold because it's being devalued by the unrestricted printing of billions and trillions of more dollars to bank now, out these crooks on Wall Street.
Now, Paul, I want to let Ted go here in a minute. I want to get into something that's finally gotten the sheeple to look up from grazing to witness the wolves around them. The fact that not only is the former head of Goldman Sachs, who has hundreds of millions invested in it, giving himself billions now publicly, running it, he now has hired his assistant to dole out the money to him. I mean, this is just totally criminal, violates a whole bunch of federal laws, but it's like McCain goes to England, goes to Lord Rothschild's house, raises millions of dollars, every dollar of it a felony, and then the FBI just stands down. I mean, they are practicing criminality in front of us. They just don't care. So I want to get into that, but Ted, you've got a gold offer. You have francs. You have some other coins. I talked to other gold dealers yesterday. I didn't just believe the newspapers or you, though I believed you. I called four other gold dealers yesterday, and they said, we're gone. We don't have Eagles. We don't have francs. We don't have anything you could get. It's gone. We've got collector coins for $2,000 an ounce. We've got collector coins, $1,000 over spot. Ted Anderson doesn't just have coins that are semi-numismatic that have collector value right at bullion prices. He has it $100+ under what he was offering just a few days ago because he went in and bought a bunch of these. So is Ted marking things up now that it's like he already filled his gas tanks at the gas station? Here's the analogy. Ted already filled. The truck came, and let's say he paid $2 a gallon for the gas. And then he's going to mark it up to $2.30, so he has money to, you know, run his little business and pay his employees and have the lights on. Now, gas just jumped to $3 a gallon. But is Ted marking that up to make a profit because he bought the gas early? No. He's leaving it in the tank at the price he bought it and passing on 70 cents a gallon savings. It's basically the analogy that fits with the numbers. Ted, is that accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. I've locked in, and I've got the ability to sell it at the price I do because I've locked in. And a lot of dealers will move their prices up right away, and perhaps I should too. But, you know, the main thing is right now we've got a lot of people that are listening to this. Everybody knows they need to own gold. They're all scraping to liquidate whatever it is they have to get it. We've got phones ringing off the hook, just like everybody else has. And I apologize if you can't get through. There was one point in time I know that we filled up. We got like 36 trunks where we can take simultaneously 36 calls. And I think they all were filled at one moment, you know, and that's, we're working on getting more of that too. But I tell you, at this particular time, I mean, it is as obvious as, you know, I mean, you got a nose on your face. You also better have gold in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it is right now at this time. You've got the central banks of the world simultaneously trying to drop the interest rates to hide the fact that one currency is falling against the other. And then the commodity prices come up $100 an ounce just from Monday to today. And I've got something that I picked up last Friday, and I'm offering it to you at Friday's price, and I can hold on to this for just a very short period of time, and then I'm going to have to raise my prices because I've sold out, and now I got to go into the marketplace and, you know, and secure new positions, which I'm always trying to do. But I can tell you right now, there's so much trouble going on in the marketplace that anybody that has any assets and any paper investment at this particular time, you better take a darn serious look at it because it's going to hit everything. It's going to hit your stocks. By the way, right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 215 points. We're almost at 9,000 right now.
And it was
Monday,
down, what, 500 yesterday?
Yeah. And last Monday, they were afraid that it might drop below 10. Now it's dropping below 9. Where do you suppose the bottom is? Are we going to be looking at a $2,000 down?
Who are the only people that were exactly right years before about exactly when it would happen and how it would happen? Us. And I even had a lot of economists on who said, no, this will happen in a year or two. And I said, no, it's happening sooner. And it's going to get, folks, the enemy is moving on us. You can see it. I can't believe other people can't see it. Look, I want to get into all this other financial news, but bottom line, Ted, tell them the gold coins you've got.
Again, what we have right now, we have the $10 Indians and the $10 Liberties, same prices I offered them to you guys on Monday. And currently right now, let me just pull that up real quick. They are currently right now at $673 for the Indian, and the Liberty coin right now is trading at... hang on a second. It is $653. So $673 and $653. We also have the British Sovereign, and they did inch up just a little bit. It's like $4 a coin, and they're at $239. And the francs are at $194. I was offering those for $190 on Monday. Most places can't get them at all. And here's another thing.
Now,
that
Ted,
I have.
In a few days, if this continues, those are going to be $100 a piece more.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And then you get back to the walking or the Franklin halves. I've got the Franklin halves at the same price. They're at $870. And that's the same price it was last Friday. Silver's going up, too. The value of the currency is going down.
Look, bottom line, you got gold, you got silver, and you're literally just paying your brokers to do the transaction. Folks, Ted Anderson wants to do business with you. Give him a call. He's got gold and silver right now. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now to take your call, to answer your questions, to take your order. Ted, how long, because this is even better than the deal you offered 2 weeks ago.
And this would probably, this comes out to be the best deal I've ever offered.
Yeah,
I mean, there was one time that gold ran up that $85, but now gold is up
over 100.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, Ted, I'm asking you then, yeah, over 920. I'm asking you, how long can you hold this? Because I know you lost a lot of money 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm going to hold it through all the way to the end of the day. If I have to buy something, pay more for it, sell it for less, I will. But I'm going to keep it right up through midnight. So if you want to pick up this deal, call us at 1-800-686-2237. You know, get it for yourself. Put it away for your kids. Have some gold and silver.
I love hurting the New World Order. I mean, look, not only is everything we're saying coming true, we happen to have the gold when nobody else does, for all intents and purposes. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
They'll be there till midnight. Okay, this section and the next section, we're going to let Paul go because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. But, Paul, let's go ahead and get into the flagrantness. This article you wrote, Fox guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout.
Oh, yeah, and this is the Neil Cash and Carry guy, as they've jokingly named him, who was the CEO of Goldman Sachs and is now being appointed to oversee the bailout, which will primarily benefit banks like Goldman Sachs, of course, which Hank Paulson was a former head of Goldman Sachs in 2006. So, conflict, as I wrote in the article, you know, conflict of interest doesn't even come close. It is the fox guarding the hen house, and as you told me yesterday, even the hardline neocons who would just blindly support anything that the Bush administration did are up in arms about this. So that shows you that it's really becoming that blatant that even those kind of Kool-Aid drinking neocons are furious about it.
Well, you know, the point I hear from local neocons is their mouths hanging open. They're like, does the government not care about anything? Are they completely criminal? And the callers all call in and agree. Yes, folks, they're criminal. They've already done enough to be locked up in prison for a trillion years. So they're going for broke. Don't you understand that? And they got a bunch of militarized, brainwashed cops and military. We're in deep trouble, Paul.
Yeah, and what it represents is, I mean, we've got an article on prisonplanet.com today, which is about Operation Bernhardt, which was a Nazi act of war against Britain in 1942, during which they used Jewish prisoners to counterfeit hundreds of millions of dollars worth of British pounds and flood the British economy with this counterfeit money. And, eventually the British pound lost its status as world reserve currency. It was an act of economic warfare, and it's exactly what we see the Federal Reserve and the bankers doing to America today, flooding the economy with what, to all intents and purposes, is counterfeit money.
Well, let's be clear. They're flooding it to themselves while it still has some value in buying real assets while leaving us holding the bag to pay it back in taxes. I mean, it is enslavement. Stay there, Paul. Let's talk more about this on the other side. Stay with us. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. I got an easy job. All I do is read government documents and track their history, study their M.O., and I come on air and I tell you like it is. And then everybody watches it unfold. The enemy will be defeated. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about how we can do that. I don't think I'll even take calls. I think I'm going to talk for 2+ hours just on the enemy operation. And that is the solution. Knowing the enemy operation. Knowing who the enemy is half the battle. The true enemy. In warfare, it's not as easy as we were taught to identify the enemy. But once they've been identified, they can be defeated. Paul, why do you think the establishment doesn't care? They could have, you know, appointed some other globalist crony to hand out the trillions, and it's $5 trillion, not $700, $800 billion, to themselves. Why hire a guy that looks like Lex Luthor, just like Paulson, who even has the last name Cash and Carry? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Again, it's just so over the top because they don't care.
That's right, because they're so obsessed with centralizing power into the people who they can trust will dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout amongst themselves. And, talk about flooding the money supply. Did you know that the definition of hyperinflation as it was in the Weimar Republic before Nazi Germany is inflation over 3 years approaching 100%. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you do your weekly shopping at the grocery store, how much does, for example, a pint or a gallon of milk cost now compared to 3 years ago? In many cases, it's 100% more. So the real rate of inflation is being kept down. But, I mean, the elite don't care because they know that the worse it gets, the more people call for draconian solutions.
Well, also, Walmart admits they will lose money on milk and eggs and butter and staples to run ads to suck people in because they're a global combine and they get all the poisoned food from China. They will do that just to put their competition out of business.
Exactly. They don't care. And, I mean, Alex, I used to feed myself on 50 pounds and it lasted me 2 weeks. This was in 2003. I'm now spending 130 pounds a week. So it's gone from 25 pounds a week to 130 pounds a week in the space of 5 years.
Well, I know that England has really high food prices because of importation, so inflation hurts you there even more. What is happening with your poorer population? I know here you see good-looking families homeless now. You know, the normal wino.
Well, they're just caked in mountains and mountains of debt. They still get sent credit cards through the post. So that's what they're living on. I mean, what's surprising
because the bankers
about?
Take that credit card debt and call it an asset and then sell it to other investors. That means your mayor who sells your pension fund into it, it's a way to steal it. Go ahead and laugh, government people. You're going to get everything you want. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. But obviously, the overarching agenda is what they've called for all along, which is it's what Gordon Brown called a quote, a new global financial order to supersede the institutions created after World War II. And you mentioned Peter Mandelson earlier. He recently argued that global solutions are needed because, quote, the machinery of global economic governance barely exists, adding it's a time for a Bretton Woods of this century. And this was in a Telegraph article saying, you know, we need a global economic policy.
Yeah, he's saying our world government is embryonic. It's time for it to go prime time.
Right, because the usual lungs behind the March for World Government, the UN and the IMF and the World Bank, they've kind of used up their political capital now. People
By the
know
way,
what
50 years
about.
Ago, they said that. It's like shark teeth. It builds it, and then later they come out with new institutions.
Yeah, they have to supersede their own corrupt institutions because people know what they're all about, and they create the crises to get the pretext to do that. And the article added that opinion is now hardening around the case for a new global architecture to enforce rules that ensure lessons are learnt. So this is a call for a new global economic policeman.
And the media is saying, we're spoiled and evil in Europe and the United States, the UK, and Australia, and now we're going to be punished. No, I mean, we are slobs. It is true, but the globalists premeditatedly engineered this.
Right.
Watson, five more minutes on the other side, and then I'm going to let you get back to writing articles. I know you want to tear away to do that, but other key points you want to add along this key article you've written that's up on prisonplanet.com that everybody needs to read. The public knows the government's lying. They just don't understand it's not the government. It's a private, corporate, military coup. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created.
Is he alive or dead? I see those with his head.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here tracking the Global Crime Syndicate's activities as they militarily, economically, psychologically, spiritually attack the world population, viciously and publicly setting the precedent to commit any crimes they wish, just like the Caesars of old.
He was turned to steel in the great magnetic field when he traveled time for the future of mankind. Nobody wants him. He just is at the world.
All right, closing out with Paul Watson, then I want to get into the other news and cover what the New World Order is.
Vengeance.
And break down ways to stop them, ways to turn this around. Key information coming up. Paul, so much else is happening with this economic takeover. It's stated, it's obvious, it's in their own documents, and it totally freaks me out that even a lot of the alternative media, you know, it's quaint. They like to imagine this is by accident when it's in the IMF World Bank documents, it's in the Trilateral Commission plans, it's what they've done in third world country after third world country. They're consolidating all the power under themselves. They premeditatedly got ready with the military and police. The whole thing's a setup, stated, and that's the key message that we've got to get out to people.
Exactly. I mean, to know that it was staged, all you have to do is look at the solutions that they're offering, and in every single case, it's centralization of power into fewer hands. And, you know, if the same people offering that solution caused the problem in the first place, then you know that it was staged. These things don't happen by accident. You don't get the global banks coordinating a rate cut of 50 points on the same day by accident, do you? They met beforehand to agree on it. So this is not by accident, and you know we're going to reap the consequences of it while the bankers sleep well in the knowledge that they'll still get their bonuses from Mr. Cash and Carry.
Well, the public is mad thinking that this is just going to be paid back in taxes, but that they're getting some of it. You're getting none of it, folks. I mean, this is all going in to fund the New World Order, and they're saying openly that it'll be a world government run by the private banking families. You will pay taxes to them. That is stated.
And you will pay the carbon tax as well. That's another key element of it, creating the post-industrial revolution, which Barroso called for. It's about making sure people have no disposable income whatsoever, that they live on a near subsistence breadline level.
People better watch Daniel Estulin in Endgame breaking it all down. We didn't just come on the air and say this, and I'm not. People need to listen to us. Look, this show and what you do and what we all do needs to be respected. We have told people exactly what's going on, and people better pay attention to it. I know they are, but this only gets worse from here unless we turn this around. Paul, what are your ideas on ways to turn this around?
Well, expose who's behind it and try and seize back the reins of control. Obviously, Ron Paul is behind the move to abolish the Fed, and that would be a start. But it's just getting past, as you said, this myopia that this has all happened by accident and somehow it's a big failure for the elite, which
yeah,
I
that's the case. How did we on this show predict it exactly as it would happen years ago?
Right. And another thing you asked before was about, you know, how are poor people getting by when you've got inflation, food inflation so high? Well, you notice when oil went up to 145, they said, oh, this is the reason for food inflation. This is why you're paying 50-100% more, because certainly in the UK, it takes a lot of oil to get all the food over here.
And that was an overlay contributor, but not all of it.
Yeah, and now oil's come back down again to $80 or $90 a barrel. And what's happened to the food prices? They remain the same or even gone up. But it's still possible to get food quite cheap in the supermarket in Britain if it's the MSG-laden crap that gives you cancer. So that's the option that they're giving people. Meanwhile, for example, if you want to get free-range eggs or free-range chicken, you're paying upwards of $12-$14 just to get that. So that, you know, they'll make the MSG-laden crap available for a cheap price. So
look, you can get a big old slab of slimy, crap-tasting chicken six, seven, eight breasts for like $5. But if you want two juicy, delicious, healthy, that taste totally different, free-range organic chicken, it's like $15 for two chicken breasts.
Exactly. I mean, here you can get, basically it's £3 for 12 free-range eggs, but if you get the battery-farmed eggs, it's £1. So they're giving people that option. But, I mean, it's going to lead to widespread health problems if people are eating this crap. But obviously they don't
radiated,
care about
that. They're radiating the crud meat. They spray it with live viruses. And do not laugh. Write down on your notepad, cops driving along in their cars, meat sprayed with viruses. They spray it with viruses that then, quote, eat deadly bacteria. But what really makes you sick with those bacteria is their excretia, their excrement. That's what gives you, that's what's toxic. That's what hurts you. So it doesn't, oh, it's unbelievable, Paul.
Right, and there's another report today about pesticides linked to brain cancer. There was one yesterday about pesticides and chemicals being used in white sugar that
And now you cannot buy gum in a regular supermarket, forget a small store, that doesn't have aspartame in it, which big, huge reports coming out admitting massive brain damage. That's why 25-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's now. I mean, we are under scientific blast attack.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I have to mail order my gum off the internet in bulk. I have to mail order toothpaste off the internet because they're removing the non-fluoride from the supermarkets. And then you get stuff, reports like, you know, St. John's wort plant as effective as Prozac, but the EU and the Codex Alimentarius are trying to ban these things. And, you know, I've got 4,200% vitamin C. I wonder how long it is before they ban that. The real things that help people have good health are under attack while the crap is being marketed to them.
But the government loves us, Paul. They want to help us.
I'm sure they do. With their carbon credits.
Well, that's why we need more people listening to the show, more people visiting PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, because we understand what's happening. Our guests know what's happening. We are telling people the truth. I'm sorry it's not a happy reality, but we didn't make this reality. We've been trying to fight it. And throughout history, tyrants will go as far as the public lets them. And people can't believe what's happening now. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. They are going to make all of this. We told you about martial law plans, and then not with a bang, but with a whimper. Congressman, go on TV, come on the show and say, we were told blood in the streets, martial law, that the president would do this banker takeover if we say no. So they're told, do this or you're under martial law. And then the bill gives them martial law economic powers. I mean, it happened. It's happening. It's in CNN. They want to use the army on us. The British papers are reporting they're going to use the army and police on you because they know they're engineering something that's going to make society break down, and then the government's going to come in and manage what they created through their private owners. God, it's just horrible, Paul. And I'm going to have to hear yuppies and know-it-alls on the street going along with the government saying we've got to do what they say, they'll make it better. No, they won't. Every time you give in, it's only going to get worse. I told you last week, I said, when this bailout passes, it's a banker takeover bill, they're going to kill the market after that. And what happened? Exactly what I said again. I'm not even smart. These people have told us what they're going to do. All we've got to do is believe them. Ah!
So the response to that, Alex, would be, oh, you've got to give them time to dole this money out. It hasn't had its chance to take effect yet, and who's doling it out? The ex-executive of Goldman Sachs.
When the Treasury Secretary is Goldman Sachs.
Right.
You got that article in front of you. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to let you go. Read that article. Read. It's a short article up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody needs to see this, because when people that do see this, it finally wakes them up. It's up to you to move the ball, to reach out to people so they know criminals took control. That isn't a figure of speech. Real live criminals, pirates, like in a movie. But they've got control of the government. You understand? Go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, the article is Fox guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout. Now that Hank Paulson, the U.S. Treasury, and the Federal Reserve have robbed American taxpayers of a sum likely to run into the trillions, the coup de grace has arrived in the form of ex-Goldman Sachs executive Neil Cash Carey, who has been appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks. Conflict conflict of interest doesn't even come close. The fox guarding the hen house is a more accurate summation, and the fact that he looks like a cross between Nosferatu and a villain from a Steven Seagal movie doesn't help. And we got his picture up on the article. Many people agree. Cash Carey, a former Paulson advisor to boot, has been appointed bailout czar in a move so repugnantly crony that it almost makes the Michael Brown debacle look innocent in comparison. The fact that Paulson himself was head of Goldman Sachs before joining the Bush Hunter in 2006 was not enough for these people. They had to put a banker in charge of bailing out other bankers who can now soundly sleep knowing that their multi-million dollar bonuses are in safe hands while the real economy goes down the toilet. However, such a brazenly corrupt appointment is even waking up Kool-Aid drinking neocons and making them understand the bailout exactly for what it is, a monumental looting of the American people and the crowning of a new fiscal dictatorship run by the Federal Reserve and the private banks. And that's the article. That
Paul, you need to take all the stories we've written and posted in the last 5-6 years on this and do a big flashback section. And beg, remember the yuppies sending us threatening emails and Dig banning us and saying we were creating a panic, you know, writing these articles and people calling me a fearmonger when I was reading IMF World Bank Trilateral Commission documents where they said they would do it and I was having a Nobel Prize winner who blew the whistle from the inside on. I'm bad, you're bad because we tried to stop this because we went to Bilderberg and I got basically clapped in irons trying to bring you this information. We're bad because we warn people.
Well, there's a difference between spelling out a long-term agenda, which has been announced on the record, and, for example, saying that all U.S. banks and ATMs are going to close this week, which other people did, and that was clearly fear-mongering.
And then we exposed that as government disinfo, and then we're bad for that, too.
Yeah, and then we're behind the fear-mongering for some reason when that was an echo of White House talking points. Difficult to understand, but, yeah, we've been on it for years, and now it's unfolding. And I think people are finally starting to give us a little bit more credit than they might have done before.
Well, it's all I can do to sit here and watch it unfold, Paul. It's tearing my guts out. It is absolutely tearing my guts out. Because this means they're going for broke. I mean, we already knew that, but to see it happen, to know something's going to happen, but to see it happen's another. And to know they're going to bring this thing down over the next few years till there's rioting in the streets. And then they'll set the precedent with the troops quelling it. And then, oh, see, the precedent's set. The troops keep you safe. And then the yuppies will go along with that. And then the secret arrest will settle in. And the spies on the street corners and everything they're openly setting up. Just God help us. God help us. I it's just so, and that's why they don't care. That's why it's so funny to them. And they are just going to devalue our currency. It's going to destroy all. None of you are going to get to retire. And they're out hoaxing that, well, the American people, you know, they got into debt too much. No, the globalists set up an economy where it was impossible for the average person to not be in debt and told you it was normal and it was good to do and told you globalism and NAFTA and GATT were good. They set all this up. They took over the farms and ranches. They deindustrialized us. They paid tax incentives to leave the country. They brag. They've done it all. They practiced mercantilism like the British Empire did here 250 years ago that led to the revolution. This is an economic warfare of Imperium. Closing comments, Watson.
Well, the one question that hangs over it all with the agenda becoming so blatant as it bubbles to the surface, because that's the only way they can finally push it through, is to have that revelation of the method. Will Americans who are waking up to all this be put to sleep again for 4 or 8 years with the Obama sleeping gas method where, you know, apparently we get change and he sweeps to power promising change and people go back to sleep for 4 years while they consolidate everything and then they start the agenda again? That's the question. But it seems as if, no, they're just going to go for broke and do it all as soon as possible anyway.
Well, either way, you got the old good old boy overseeing the takeover, or even better, the blackface running martial law while the troops machine gun inner city people. And, well, he had to do it. I mean, it's just totally disgusting. Right out of central casting. Well,
exactly, but I think the neoliberal method of getting things done is always, it takes longer to get done, but it's always more successful in the long term. So it remains to be seen if they go down that method, go down that route.
Absolutely. Well, Paul Watson, create that giant section of See We Told You So. You know, we need to have a major mobilization of the listeners to get the message out that this was engineered by design and explain it to people. It's very simple, and the people need to know. And they need to understand the bailout is a banker martial law takeover. And still, no one is reporting what was on C-SPAN, that the Congress was told martial law. That is the biggest news. I mean, politically, that's bigger than 9/11 for what that really means. That means we're in it now. That's why the government is so criminal. That's why they don't care. They've been given corporate marching orders, and they are implementing it. They are doing it. They are moving forward, come hell or high water. And the police and military and government bureaucrats and everybody carrying this out, you are destroying yourselves. I know you were taught you were the elite and it was the state against the people and you were the guardians of the system. This is the death of the system and the birth of something far worse. Just understand that and know that when you are living far below the poverty line as government minions, remember, you did it to yourself. But, you know, the cops are out there even more in Austin, squeezing, writing tickets for the smallest of reasons now, just everywhere raising money for themselves. And folks, as the economy gets worse and worse, they're going to squeeze you. And who's going to be punished is those that saved and didn't get into debt. You're going to be squeezed. They're going to seize your assets. The IRS is bulking up to get really vicious and mean. And now, those of you that have served the system, you're going to find out what tyranny really is. So get ready for it. Paul Watson, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Check out his information at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. All right, I got to compose myself, focus, and try to do a major controlled treatise on the New World Order.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty.
Let's talk about the nature of the New World Order and their plan. You know it is a weaponized governmental system by a group of private families based in Europe and the United States. They have stated they're building a world government where your every move will be regulated and controlled, where fireplaces are banned, where you have bureaucrats in your home every week, a block captain that checks you for carbon crimes. That's all been announced. Now it's being implemented in the U.S., England, and other areas. Your carbon taxes will be paid to the local government, state government, federal government, regional government, and directly to the private banks. We told you that years ago from the Club of Rome and UN documents. Now it's being publicly proposed. And you can say, well, the people won't go for that. The private banks are just seizing the governments and telling Congress, if you don't like it, you can have martial law. The British government's been caught, that is the criminal element of it, the illegitimate part, spying on every member of parliament, trying to set them up and blackmail them. Again, the unelected part, the criminal part. They're just completely out of control. It's called tyranny. That happens 99% of the time in history. And somehow they taught the public tyranny couldn't exist in the West, which is so childlike. They were able to sell the public on that. So the public went to sleep. They said the media says there's no government corruption. Go to sleep. And then they took over. Or the corruption's always only in one party. And now they're setting up their scientific dictatorship. They plan to in a controlled, consolidated fashion, bring the world economy down, then remonetize the debt through a new world banking system broken up into four major regional currencies, the North American currency, the Central and South American and Caribbean currency, the Asian currency, and of course the European Union currency, and you will have sub-derivations, subgroups of all those currencies, but they're all the same numbers, the same stamps, the same tracking system. Just like we all have national ID cards, as I told you in 1997, in America, destroyed by design. I had the federal documents. I show them. I read them on screen. But it still says Texas driver's license, New York driver's license. But it's federalized, a federal number in a federal database. Comprende? Adios, freedom. And now they admit that's what it is. Again, I'm no genius. I just read the executive order. Signed in 93 by Herr Clinton. And continued by every president. They disagree on rhetoric, but the program is exactly the same. Always getting worse. So I'm going to break down what the New World Order is, what it's going to look like, and where this financial crisis is going, and then how we can counter them. Now, if I get into too many details, as I've done this many times in piece here, piece there, I want to just basically state the program and then go back over the evidence of it and then talk about how we fight it. Because if I go into rabbit trails and detail each subsection and go into those files in my brain and cover them, we'll never get it all covered. All right, stay with me. Key transmission straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am breaking down what the global corporate crime syndicate is up to. To set up police states in the United States and Europe, as well as around the world, and to set up an international computer system worldwide and to get governments involved. All your governments want to be involved in drug criminalization, illegal drug criminalization, because there's such great profits in it, and those governments either have a large stake in the drug trade or fully control it. And so by having a black market, they make much larger profits. And they also get to then the private banks and companies that own the drug cartels. They get to then also own prison systems that are also very, very profitable, both with taxpayers and the slave labor for 20 cents an hour is basically what it is, that also displaces and drives down wages in the host nation that the local slaves don't pick up on or figure out. And so they use that crisis and the crime that sprouts up around it, and the drug gangs that sprout up around it, who at the low level are distributing the drugs and fighting with each other over the drugs, over the street distribution, they use that, and that boosts crime, homes being invaded, people being shot, that creates more fear. Cops get scared, a bunch of them get killed in the phony drug war, who aren't on the take, or some who are on the take. Then they get to expand their numbers, they get to get militarized and federalized. I mean, what would the cops have to do if it wasn't for the phony drug war? That's more than half of what they do. And so they started having the military secretly 25 years ago do drug raids, gun raids, all over the country when it was totally illegal, to create those secret relationships with intelligence agencies and the police departments to corrupt the police, get them involved in the drug dealing as well. Then they start staging terror attacks to scare the public and have constant bomb drills where they blow up cars, which has the perception of real terrorism, where they treat every cardboard box on the side of the street as a great threat to train everyone that black uniforms and armored vehicles are normal, and there's all this fear that there's an enemy in the public who's unseen and who can't be caught. And so it doesn't matter if 1,000-plus times people die in drownings every year that die of terrorism in the U.S., they still, you know, are scared of this epic monster that's around the corner everywhere. So the real terrorists, the government, can then play the part of the savior. And then once they've got their militarized control grid, and this is all in the IMF and World Bank documents, Trilateral Commission reports, Club of Rome reports, we published them all up on Infowars.com. This is what's declassified. They admit
Phony environmentalism is totally phony. Carbon tax is a way to regulate, control our lives, have carbon checkpoints, inspect our homes, shut down family farms and ranches. The big corporations are exempt or selectively enforced. Then people are diverted from real environmental problems like genetic engineering and toxic waste dumping and things like that, and toxic fertilizer use. They're diverted away from real environmental crises into loathing humans, hating humans, carrying out a eugenics idea of humans being bad and the state implementing a war against them. Elite humans against slave humans. That's stated by Richard N. Haass, the CFR, Club of Rome, all of them. We've published them. Paul's written articles on it. So you've got that multi-pronged false attack, the phony environmental attack to regulate and control your life. I mean, why would a free American put up with a bureaucrat in their house or an inspector telling them what they can or can't build or what your children can eat or how much meat you can have? Oh, it's for the earth. And we're taking all your rights and putting up face scanning and body scanning cameras on street corners, not just in airports, because there's terrorists everywhere. And when you point out, well, why is the border wide open? They say, never mind that. We're just building the border to keep you in, but not people out. They want more roaches in. We're roaches. The slaves that get in are roaches. We're all seen as roaches by the New World Order. Black, white, old, young, doesn't matter. Roaches don't get out. Roaches are only allowed in. So, and they changed the laws where you can't get your money offshore after the elite all moved offshore. Did that in the last year. They changed the laws where you can't declare bankruptcy, but they can. They changed the laws where there's no Fourth Amendment and they can watch everything you're doing and make stuff up. They changed the laws to make you incriminate yourself. We'll be right back and break down what the New World Order is, what they're doing, and how to stop them.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk about the nature of the geopolitical system, what the corporate elites are doing, how to stop them. And then I'm going to play some clips from the new Zeitgeist addendum that I want to comment on, because this information is nothing new. And I agree with some of it, disagree with some of it. The point is it needs to be analyzed. Now, simply put, we've always had elites throughout history. They normally militarily dominate their own population and surrounding populations and set up empires. That's the nature of power. The current group that we're facing, the current group that we're dealing with, are more sophisticated. Things are more sophisticated today than they were hundreds of years ago. And they have indoctrinated the public to hate their fellow humans, to think that humans are bad, to accept regulation and control and micromanagement and the reduction of the amount of resources we can have access to. Serfdom, feudalism, an economic system of control. It is artificially depriving the public down to subsistence level so that they are more easily controlled. And that is what we are seeing happen. But they have to sell the public that this is happening all by itself and not happening by accident, or that it is happening by accident. And that's what they're doing now. But from all their own documents, from all their own statements, they've always said for decades, they need a global meltdown. They need a global financial meltdown so that they can then offer the next solution. And that is regional currencies that are pegged and tied to a world currency, which is openly controlled by the private families that own the private central banks of the planet, and you will buy your carbon taxes from them. They also, again, will use terrorism as a pretext to monitor you, track you, control you, tax you, and that's being done. Now, they knew that the public, when all of this started unfolding, when they created the derivatives, when they trained the public to get into debt, when the banks took the fiat liquidity they created and bought up real assets They knew they had to blow out the Ponzi scheme to really destroy the world economy so they could consolidate even more power, because any independent wealth is a threat to their hegemon, to their centralization of power, their monopoly of power, as the United Nations called it in their UNIDIR report put out July 7th, 2001, where they state we must be subjected to tyranny, we must be brought to the level of disarmed slaves with a total monopoly of power over a world government state. A world government state with a total monopoly of power, that's a quote, over the people. And think the poor slaves were taught by the TV that there was no world government while they wrote open reports saying, calling us slaves and saying they were going to reduce us down to slaves. An official UN report saying they plan to kill us once the world government's in place. God, folks, Hitler was spawned by these people. They're not playing games. They really are doing this. Now, they staged the crisis. They stop issuing more liquidity to the public. They kill the credit and the fiat liquidity to the public and to smaller corporations and banks. The select inner group of central bank-owning families then, after a year of the economy imploding, the public screams, do something, and they say, okay, we'll give ourselves in Europe, England, the United States, simultaneously in the last 3 weeks, governmental power to the private central banks, and we will have the treasuries of those governments give trillions of dollars, denominated in pounds, dollars, euros, yens, yuans, to the private banks, who then go out and attack the rest of what's left of the real economy, buying up corporations while they're depressed, buying up other banks, using regulators to force the banks, credit unions, pension fund groups, over to them, brokerage houses. Meanwhile, for decades, they've been going into your cities and getting your cities, counties, water districts, school teacher pensions, police and fire pensions, and those have all been invested in derivative connected assets. Always taking your money, putting it into the most risky area, telling you it wasn't risky, but tying it to the risk, then buying real assets with the value, and then just letting the hot air, empty paper assets sit in your account. See, they have the public accounts, they move your money in, then they move that out while it still has value, leaving junk derivatives they add back in to the pot. You understand how that Ponzi scheme works? You understand how that scam works? I know you don't want to admit the government's criminal and owned by private foreign banks who are totally ruthless, involved in a criminal corporate takeover of what's left of free society, but they are. Now, people didn't go for the bailout. They didn't go for the banker takeover. They found out because of the internet posting and people spreading the fact that it gave total immunity to Paulson and the private banks and let them pay $5 trillion at least into their own bank accounts, and that it wasn't for Main Street or the main economy, and the people didn't get any relief, but we had to pay for it down the road in inflation and physically even paying back the inflated dollars when there wanted to be an economy to work to be able to pay them back. They don't care. They'll send armored SWAT teams to take your property once it goes into default. And they'll do it because they need food. They'll go out and commit the crimes because the system tells them it's okay. And so now this is the point we've gotten to with the economy in shambles, falling apart. By design, the globalists have moved all our industry offshore, harassing farmers and ranchers, shutting down who they haven't been able to shut down, trying to shut down the systems, piling more regulations on top of everybody, green police everywhere, spreading. Brainwashing by both parties on the bailout and on the green carbon taxes has nothing to do with the environment. Banks openly announcing you'll pay your taxes directly to them, to the World Bank, the new financial order. And as the economy implodes more and more, then they say they're going to bail out the states, and they're going to bail out the select corporations that are part of the inner system. And meanwhile, they've signed a $1 trillion defense budget, so that the offshore defense contractors can now swell even bigger and sell weapons to everybody. And then now, the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the emergency management centers, the insurance companies have to spy on you under federal law and do data mining on you and have Homeland Security approved and trained private individuals reporting everything you do with insurance, everything with banking. The government just goes right into all your accounts, looks at them, no warrant, no nothing. That's all admitted. We're talking about, are they spying on us? Of course they are. All the real stuff's in plain view. Changing the tax laws where they're so complex nobody can even follow the law, so they can selectively enforce and imprison whoever they want, whenever they want. And then as the economy gets worse and worse, they will disgorge trillions of devalued dollars into their defense contractors that, again, our, quote, defense department is nothing but a private cash machine for the private defense contractors who've all moved to Dubai and offshore. They have subsidiaries here. And they literally own the maintenance, the computers, the prison companies, again, the red light cameras that give you tickets. That's what military groups do. 9 times out of 10 in history, a big imperial army, an imperial system, goes ahead and eats its own country. 9 times out of 10. 99% of the time, you have a tyranny. And the majority of that, about 90% of the time, it is a military dictatorship. And that's it. They'd rather rule over slums and starving poor people than have any competition or have anybody challenge them. Because that's dominance. That is military dominance. That is peace to them. Is you poor and pathetic in a dirt floor place where the UN vans drive by and, you know, shoot your kids up with shots that sterilize them. And don't worry, in this new slave system, you'll still have big flat screen TVs, and cable is going to end up being free. They're already basically announcing that. It'll be a government internet, wireless. And everybody just sits in there eating their poison food, dying when they're 35, 40, so ignorant and stupid, so dumbed down, not even knowing what's going on with them. And the football will still be on. The baseball will still all be on. And your neighbors will get arrested and disappear, but, you know, that's okay because that's all there is left in the economy. And then your son-in-law will come over in his black uniform, and you'll kiss his butt at the dinner table and be real polite, and he'll be a big hero, and there'll be American flags up all over your house, and, you know, your daughters will run off because TV will glorify him, and, you know, your daughter will bring over some thug in black boots and a uniform, and he'll strut around and kind of joke with you in your kitchen and ask if you're with the terrorist, and you'll kind of squirt a little bit, you know, just pee in your pants just to, because you'll be so scared. People will be disappearing. You'll psst, little, oh, no, sir. Oh, my God, let me get you some pie. You see, and then to be in media, you'll have to kiss the butt of the local Gestapo to even be on locally. And you'll walk into a restaurant where, you know, people have enough money to eat in the upper echelons, and people will be kissing the butt of the guys in the police uniforms, and everybody will be, you want to be third world, you want to be slaves, you want to live in a Soviet system, you're going to get to, folks. That's where you're going to live, where the black boot is God. That's going to be the economy. And your child slips up and does anything, they're going to go to prison for 10, 20 years, hard labor, displacing everybody else's paychecks by devaluing the labor. And don't worry, the dumb public's going to howl for that. They're going to learn to worship the banks that took everything from them. They're going to learn to work. You think people are going to revolt in the next phase? Many of them are going to grovel on their bellies and say, I'll do anything. Just let me have cheeseburgers and beer. And they'll say, roll that sleeve up. I got a shot for you. You want to be trusted? Be able to travel and do whatever you want and have high security jobs because of all the terror attacks the government will be staging against itself? You got to take this chip. So let's look into the future when we get back.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on a line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again. When I was young and
grandma wasn't old when she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold when I was young. Grandma wasn't old.
That was during the Depression in North Central Texas. And back then, 7 million people starved to death with, you know,
she'd throw a party.
90% of people living on the land
would gather around the quilt.
And the criminals that run our government sent out Pinkerton Security, Rockefeller men, and others, and ran thousands of massacres all over the country. They would come into areas where they would just call in the whole loan. It didn't matter if people were paying. And they would just gun the whole family down, usually throw the bodies into the house or the barn, burn them up. Local sheriff was on the payroll. Or if he didn't want to be, they'd just kill him. Grand juries couldn't do anything because it was federal. Now, we were a lot better people 70, 80 years ago when all that was happening, and a lot of evil happened. So it's time for everybody to stop living in denial about what the elite and the military and the police are going to do here. They've given them a taste of blood, the American people, and they like it. What they don't tell them is they're going to be eating their own guts, basically, eating their own country. But they'll find out later. Now, looking ahead into what the New World Order is setting up, it's a highly controlled, regulated, control freak paradise. With every control freak, every sicko, everybody who never could get a real job, but who is a thug, a felon, a piece of trash. Oh yeah, they're hiring felons for all this, military and police. Ruling over you. And a lot of these smiley-faced do-gooders that thought they were part of the system and who thought it was a good system and didn't think things were corrupt, they're going to scream and yell and squeal as their farms, their ranches, their homes, their businesses are taken. As the IRS comes in and tells them, you didn't pay, you cheated this. And where people go to prison for a mistake on their taxes. They're not going to be making deals with you. They're there to take everything you got. Same thing happened in Rome, in Germany. It happens in every case. And they're saying, they're changing the rules, they're changing the laws, they're setting it up. You think the police are predatory now? This is only the beginning. And by the way, they want you to fight back. They want you to blow up. They want you to have shootouts. That's all going to be called terrorism. You don't want your children being kidnapped and taken to the state for no reason because a neighbor said they saw one of them climbing a tree? No, yeah, people get their kids taken every day for that because the domesticated neighbors think it's evil and been programmed. You think it's, you don't like that? Well, go ahead. The system wants people to fight with the police. And see, I want the police to know. They want to throw you into that situation. Because then they can say, see, that's terrorism. And militarize things further. And they want there to be riots in the next few years as the food stamps will come, the welfare will come, it just won't buy enough. And then the middle class will get even more scared and say, okay, we're for whatever the government says because there's been all these riots and problems. And there'll be more and more, quote, bailouts as more and more financial systems and national resources. You know, the Arabs are basically given our ports. The Germans are basically given our water districts. That's the receivership. All the major roads in the country, 83 interstate highways, will be international North American Union zones. You will pay huge taxes, over $260, just to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. That's official. Stated. It will be paid to the North American Union. A large portion of that paid directly into the International Bank Combine that's now in the Wall Street Journal being announced. It's gone from government documents to mainstream news. We just read the government documents. We'll continue with what they're setting up, what it's going to look like, and then ways to stop it, ways to fight it. And then I'm going to get into the zeitgeist and play two clips of the new zeitgeist and analyze it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. will be like. Not my opinion, absolute stated plan by the New World Order in triplicate in hundreds of books and white papers. And you can look at stuff they wrote 50 years ago. They've implemented every bit of it. And the stuff they wrote 10 years ago, they're now implementing, and they are not playing games. They are ruthless. They are cold-blooded. They laugh at us. They make fun of us. They say that because the public doesn't understand it, they deserve to be slaves. They say it is survival of the fittest. And we'll be talking about solutions here in a moment. I want to finish up with life under it's going to be like. Walled-off compact cities, walled-off interstate highways where you can't exit into the rural areas, where you will pay, many dollars a mile to be able to drive. Same thing's being done in England right now. It will all go to international banks because they're destroying the world economy. They are going to owe everything. They will own everything through fraud, through crime. They made the deal with the governments. They were able to issue the liquidity. They get the immunity. They get the economic martial law powers like they got last week, threatening physical martial law through the executive on the legislative, on record. I mean, this is amazing. The news announces, hey, the Army's ready to fight the American people. You know, they throw that out there. They're letting you know now. That's why they don't care and hire nothing but Goldman Sachs people to basically pay money to themselves out of the bailout. I mean, it is unbelievable, but it's really happening. And then to be able to have a high security job anywhere in what they're going to call infrastructure protection, in sensitive infrastructure, a dam, a power plant, a school, a factory, a police station, a government building. You're going to have face scans, thumb scans, everything you do track and trace the general public. But to work there, you're going to have an implantable microchip under the skin. That's in all the Pentagon documents that we link up on Infowars.com. That's on Army.mil. In a bunch of Latin American and Asian countries, they're making the police chiefs get chips. They're making, the people that work for the Justice Department in Mexico get chips. Police chiefs here are getting chips. To get in the fancy bars, you've got to have chips. And the Army says that it's part of the technological control grid, the technological enslavement grid that they're setting up and expanding. And then incrementally, they phase it in. Remember, we were kooks 10, 12 years ago when we would read government documents about how they planned it. And people were like, wait a minute, that was just on the news years after you said it, exactly like you said. The Army says they're going to use fads, Hollywood people getting in elite clubs to take the chips, and Alzheimer patients, and military personnel, as we told you years ago, many of them have been forced now to take chips. Remember my cousin, been in the Army like, I don't know, 19 years now. He showed up a few years ago at my house. He said, you're right. I was just at a thing at a military base in Texas, and all it was over 200 officers there, and they were told we were all getting chips next year, but we weren't supposed to tell anybody about it. And then, of course. I thought you were crazy. But now it's in the news. So, you see, this grid is coming into place. Under this grid, they've been lying for decades saying it's the law to take shots, but the public found out that, wait a minute, it's not mandatory to take any vaccines. It's a lie. It's a giant hoax. So now they're saying, okay, we need laws to make it mandatory. You can Google that. A lot of people are too lazy to find out there's no law, and they can't believe the news lies and says there is. Well, just Google. State calls for law for compulsory vaccination or inoculation. And then you'll see in the articles all over the country, because it goes out in waves under orders. Too many children are getting sick, standard propaganda. There needs to be a law mandating, forcing this. So you'll have that. The third world is going to further implode in front of everybody, putting more third world populations on the first world. They're going to be allowed to immigrate into the nations. That will further bankrupt local government. But welfare will always be lavished on them, not on the citizens. But then again, that's about driving the first world nation down into third world position, bankrupting things. And this is key. And I've talked about bits and pieces of this, but let me explain this right now. In 2000, the Sunshine Project reported, they were able to get declassified documents, very respected group, we had them on, that there's a Pentagon program going back to the 80s, now in full force, declassified 8 years ago, where opiate knockout gases sprayed by helicopter are deployed strategically over every major population center, that if the public was to, quote, riot, now they're going to legitimize this by staging riots or by creating atmospheres that precipitate riots, and then show you a crowd being opiate sprayed. Knockout gassed. See, they're masters at incrementally doing it. But the point is, the plan is knock everybody out. And then, of course, in the British 10-year prospectus, 10-year plan, what they said they believe will happen, they talk about flash mobs stopping people rioting as they have all their food taken, as the pension funds are taken. And they admit it all in there. As the government takes the pension funds, the people are going to riot. They call it flash mobs. They talk about how they got to control and shut down the web to stop these flash mobs from happening. But if flash mobs did occur, governments will use neutron weapons or a radiation bomb that creates a burst of radiation that is gone in seconds and that kills every living thing, every bird, every bee, every flower, every human, every deer, every cat, every dog. We've been trained to hate our own species, so people don't care about fellow humans being killed now, but we still, because they haven't done the neural association yet with dogs being killed and millions of simulated murders on television, people still care about dogs and cats being killed. So I want to state the dogs and cats are to be killed. That'll get by some programming and get through if you have any neurons that haven't been acclimated yet. So we can actually still get through to you. That's why you're numb. So all those simulated murders were scientifically shown to sear the senses to where you now giggle and laugh as people are tortured when you watch Saw 4 or whatever. So that is all being done. You're going to see more gladiatorial events. You're going to see ultimate fighting with weapons. You're going to see all of that so that when you see your neighbor being beaten to death in the street, you kind of like it. It's entertainment. Your mind is being acclimated and prepared. And so when you're being beaten to death or tasered to death in the street, your neighbor will enjoy it. They won't associate you with themselves as a normal, healthy human. And the police won't either. Okay? So that's been scientifically done. And they will just introduce more poisons, more toxins, more biological agents to the water supply, more toxins, more poisons, more biological and radiological agents to the food supply. We will go from 1 in 3, from 1 in 33 having cancer, to now 1 in 2 with men, 1 in 3 with women. It'll be basically where everybody has cancer. Only elites will be allowed to get real treatment. Most of us won't be given real treatment. We'll die that way. Or, you know, they're now having Alzheimer's set in at 25 because of the heavy metals and poisons and aspartame. And they're saying that's normal. They'll have lots of jogging and events and people wearing ribbons wondering why everybody's dying of brain damage. And you'll get into it and make it, you know, about, oh my God, I'm dying of Tresellian 12. You know, and all compartmentalizing the treatments. And so they're going to put unlimited toxic plastic in the food that kills people, melamine, unlimited poisons, heavy metals. They're going to tell you on the news it's good for you. I'm not kidding. They're already doing it. More clips this week of them saying it's good. FDA, Google FDA says melamine not bad for you. Just deadly. Destroys your kidneys, kills you. Thousands dying in China right now. Thousands dying here. They just cover it up. They just say, no, it's no. It's always been deadly, but now we say it's good. The public says, yes, sir. Cop gives it to their kids. Cops right now are listening to got dying kids. They don't care. They're not believing me right now. They're going to serve the system until they lower that little child down in that casket to the grave. And they're going to salute the Fuhrer, Heil Hitler. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, I know you're out there. You're going to hate me for telling me, you're going to hate me for telling you the system killed your child. You're going to hate me for telling you the cold hard truth. That's okay. Have it your way. Have it your way, Buster. You want it all, you're going to get all of it. When the New World Order swears to kill 80-plus percent of us, they keep their promises. When the New World Order promises to destroy this country, they keep their promises. When the New World Order killed 200 million people last century through their proxies, they kept their promise. And they promised to kill at least 4 billion people in the near future. And they're killing a lot of them in Africa with the HIV and the shots and the other soft kill weapons. They're being caught doing it. They don't care. Doesn't matter how many Nobel Prize winners come out and say it's a government operation, no matter how many documents declassified, they're going to murder people all they want all day. And black cops in America, they don't care if blacks are being murdered in Africa or here in the U.S. because they've been conditioned to only get mad at some clown in a white hood or somebody saying code racism. That's what they've been told to get mad at. They don't get mad at people putting fluoride in their water. You see, they've been given their false template, their false reality, and they're not going to give up on it. So how do you get around a criminal group calling itself the government, private bankers, raping and strip mining, who have a detestment, who detest the general public, who have disgust for the general public, who think it's a holy sacrament to kill and poison the public, who've dumbed the public down? How do you get around them where if you tried to have a million people march on Washington, or let's say Congress stood up and said, we are going to go ahead and go with impeachment. Well, we've had multiple congressmen tell us. They were told, if you try to impeach Bush, we will stage an event, this is what the White House says, or we will launch a war with Iran, or both, and we will abolish the Congress. That's on record months ago. Then last week, if you don't pass our bailout bill, our banker takeover bill for immunity and unlimited funding and insider trading, we will declare martial law. If Congress said we're going to have a... Congress would have to, three or four leading members would have to give a press conference, not say what it was about, disclose everything, and say the White House may stage terror attacks. We've been warned, you know, that if we tried to impeach, there'd be staged terror attacks, and that we would be abolished or even arrested. So we're now saying if that happens, it's the military-industrial complex. But you better believe they would blow their planes up within a day and then say, oh, there were malfunctions with all four of their aircraft. They do that all the time, right around elections especially. But see, if that word got out and they went to a safe location and they said, everybody's got to go public in government who knows this was true, then you'd have people all over going public if they had courage, and then enough people would step forward. This is one avenue to defeat them. Everywhere popping up saying, we know about the martial law, we know about the plan. All those congressmen last week that were told, you can't tell the public or martial law will be declared, you can't say no to us or martial law will be declared. Remember that? Remember? Think about that. Just out in the open. Taken like it's no big deal. You see, if Congress, what does the Sunshine Project document tell us that the project got? What does the official declassified 100-and-something page British prospectus on the next 10 years say? I mean, if Congress was able to organize and tried to go to Washington and do something, you would suddenly hear on the news, something's happened. You know, we're here in Maryland. Everyone seems to be dead in the District of Columbia. In a 40-square-mile area, everyone is dead. We're here. The bodies are everywhere. And you'd hear, Al-Qaeda, and they would grab some guy in a beard and say, he did it, the Russians gave him a neutron bomb, he did it, they killed our Congress. People go, wait a minute, Congress was just saying that they were going to impeach you and that you'd stage the terror attacks. Well, then they'd make examples. Anybody that then stood up and said that, commandos will just rush in, even on TV, and just gun your ass down. Brainwash special forces, foreign troops, private contractor criminal armies. They've got criminal cadres made up of psychopaths and sadists for the dirtiest of jobs. These people are hardcore. So Congress has been told, sit down and shut up. The Army's on standby. The 3rd Brigade for Washington, D.C. That's who they're for. The public's been trained to sit down and shut up. But people in power, you sit down and shut up or martial law. Okay? So how do you get around the neutron weapon? How do you get around the nerve gas? How do you get around the opiate gas, the helicopters? You just have an absolute awakening person to person, and you stop complying. You sabotage the system any way you can. You spread distrust and hatred for everyone in government. You just stop supporting them, and you have a mass underground awakening. It's already happening, that everything they say is lies, that they carried out the terror attacks. That's why that's so important to first expose that, that they engineered the economic 9/11, that they did everything we're seeing, and then you lay out the evidence person by person. And I got to tell you, we already have most of the police. They're exponentially waking up. We already have the majority of the military, evidenced by 70%+ of the contributions from the military being to Ron Paul, total of all the, I mean, that's it right there. That's why they're replacing them with felons and criminals and foreigners and mercenaries. And instead of hating the police, realize they've been mind manipulated and conditioned and put in bad situations and slowly turned against us, and the public is falling apart and it is dangerous out there. So the police have been psychologically warped. We need to reach out to them and educate them however we can. And we need to, at a city by city, county by county, because they can't hit every city with neutron weapons. They can't carry out biological attacks on every city. Now, they could stage a biological attack to pose as saviors again, but we always said it'd be biological, economic, or a combo. If people start saying no to their bailout takeovers, they'll release a bioweapon. They'll stage a terror attack. And as the riots break out, as the crime increases, as society gyrates out of control, they're going to be posing as the saviors all along during that. Always getting more power, always getting more control. So how do we block that? How do we expose that? How do we show people that agenda? I mean, it's simple. If people don't learn about this agenda, if they don't understand what's really happening, if they don't get sophisticated now, these social engineers are going to win. Now, they're very sophisticated, but they cannot stand exposure. Now, you got the ball. What you going to do? We'll be back with more solutions. You see, as society gets worse and worse, they launch a drug war. There's more drugs, more crime, more cops getting killed, more citizens getting killed. More drugs come in, things get worse, more prisons. Local economies fall apart, all they have is the prisons, now they need the prisons. This is a parasite, strip mining, I guess what you could call cannibalistic economy. It's a consolidation, neo-feudal police state vortex. Now, from that point, things get worse and worse. Society falls more and more apart. The only jobs you can get is either low-level menial technician jobs or in the police state. Those will be the growth areas. And so the solution to this is educating the public. The public is now ready to hear the truth. The public is aware that the New World Order is real and that we've been telling the truth. And so many of you that got burnt out trying to warn people, many of those seeds sprouted. You just weren't around to see that person wake up and admit that you were right years ago when you warned them with a video or a book or articles you sent them. Now people are really ready to wake up. Now they're finding out it's true. Now they're announcing they're getting ready for martial law in the news, but selling it to you for your safety. See, before they launch something, while they're building it, they lie and keep it secret. But now they're getting ready to launch it, they've got to admit it. And so we have to create a name, you know, the Friends of Liberty, the Society for the Preservation of Freedom, anti-New World Order, whatever you want to call it in your city, your town, your area. Don't come to people all with your tail between your legs cowering and, hey, this sounds kooky, but hey, you come in command and you say, here's the documentation, here's the information. You stand up like a leader in the town square and you say, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be showing at the local library free this Saturday night, 9/11, descent into tyranny. You know, 9/11, the road to tyranny, terror storm, Endgame. Whatever film you think's good that'll wake people up. That's one small part. Flyering, you know, that 9/11's an inside job and the bankers engineered it and that it's a new world order. And with websites that point out the overall master plan and then link back to it. We've just run out of time. You know, I said I was doing this JFK / continuity of government film. And I always do what I say I'm going to do in order. It's also a daunting task. I meant to make a film like Endgame, but even more powerful, that just in 90 minutes gives people the total master plan, simply put, and lays it all out. And then even predicts everything that's going to happen after, knowing people won't listen as much now, but after it unfolds, they will. And I'll still be able to do that, maybe. It's just everything is coming down on us so fast. We need to take my bumbling, babbling rant of the last hour, and maybe enough respect or somebody can put together a 3-4-part series to boil down the basics of how they engineer this, how they do it. Because, again, it's so detailed, it's the equivalent of a master's degree, and they do teach PhDs on the global secret societies, the New World Order structure. But those PhDs are only given to people like Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley and others. Dr. Francis Boyle was given that PhD, but he decided not to join them. That's why he can come on and he writes our biological weapons treaties as a top government expert. He'll tell you everything I'm saying because he was given that education that only one person a year is given. By the enemy to understand their system. Very few in the enemy's own system even understand it. And the average person who's even corrupt and evil in the system can't imagine it's really this horrible. But there's only a few hundred a year trained in all of this. We have reverse engineered it. We went and read all the PhD papers and their plan. And God, it's horrible to see it, but we have to admit it and face the facts. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 minute. Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. There is a criminal group of eugenicists in control of the governments of the world. Only a few rogue nations are under their control. Most of those are run by murdering killers as well, because most governments are run by evil. That's historical fact. So the evil globalists can point at those they're overtaking and always say, look, they're evil. But if you look at the bigger demon dominating them, you understand that's a semantical trick, historical trick that they are playing. I have been going over the last hour or so over the New World Order master plan and what life will be like under them. And there's so many societal things happening. There's so many new technologies being developed. The globalists believe they need a worldwide tyranny in place to, quote, protect their holdings from super technologies that could easily damage their holdings or destroy the planet itself. Meanwhile, they hand out nuclear weapons. They hand out biological weapons. They engage in cross-species genetic modifications that could cause irrevocable damage to the Earth's biosphere on a daily basis. And so their rationale that, you know, their survival of the fittest, since they're the elite dominating us and since they got into control through social Darwinism, that means they have a right to rule over the people, and that cannot be questioned, that they're allowed to do whatever they want to us because we were so stupid we allowed them to. They believe that means their genetic material is more advanced, and so that they have a right of kings to rule over us. But they don't. I mean, I've used the analogy many times of cancer. Cancer takes over a body. Cancer kills its host. Malfunctioning cells, colonies of cells, spreading, metastasizing, sending spores out. And that's what this elite is. That's what elites do throughout history. They dominate. They amass enough power to themselves. They set up empires. They get abusive. They go crazy. They do horrible things. They seek self-destruction at a subconscious level. Many times they consciously admit it. They're very nihilistic. And they race through the body politic like a cancer. And there's no doubt we have government corruption. There's no doubt we have way too much government. There's no doubt now our government is openly run by private banks, and they are looting the entire treasury and our future holdings and the dollar's future. They are running up the collective credit card on the American people's back while telling us it's our fault on the news. And it's only going to get more and more serious from this point on. Again, they are going to organize a slow, controlled economic collapse. This is only the beginning.
They are going to set up a world banking system where you buy carbon credits from them, where you pay a Tobin tax for any wire transfers or any banking. When you go to an ATM, there'll be a fee on that. You'll have to use an ID with cash when you get cash from a bank or ATM or when you make purchases. That will go on your carbon credit allowance history. That will go into your insurance, everything you do. The amazing thing is, it's all stated. That's what makes me so sad. This whole thing is stated. They tell you what they're doing. It's just monstrous. They're going to disarm the American people. Once they stage riots and once they push Americans to the wall and the American citizens fight back, the crime syndicate is going to win battles, lose battles against militia people. Criminal elements, contractors mainly, are going to blow up police stations, shoot police in their patrol cars. This has been done in Europe to set up police state, in Asia, and Latin America by the U.S. People running it. That'll get the cops and military to rally around against the American people and get those that are against shooting citizens to gut up. So the government's going to stage pinprick false flags against their own people. They're also going to force police into positions to fight with citizens. That'll be real. We'll come back and finish up with this key area.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. I want to state this for the record again. You are not going to see the military roll into a city and declare martial law unless Congress was to try to impeach Bush or any other executive dictator the military-industrial banking complex puts into power. If you see governors say no, if you see the states say no, if you see the other branches of the government stand up and say no, you will see tanks roll in, and if it looks like to the establishment the public won't buy the president having Congress arrested, they'll just neutron bomb them and claim al-CIA did it, al-Qaeda did it. The way they're going to introduce martial law to the public is by food riots, welfare riots, because the checks will still go out probably. It's just they won't, once the 20-30% inflation compounded a year makes it impossible to live. We're about 2 years out from that. Could be even quicker. You will see burning cities and rioting, just like in Los Angeles in the early 90s when the police stood down and let the bad guys do that. And it was Korean shopkeepers that kept whole areas from being burned down because they stood up on top with shotguns shooting at people. And it will be citizens. The globalists, though, just like in New Orleans, they're going to send in SWAT teams, FBI SWAT teams, leading National Guard and regular army. The first people they're going to hit will be Korean shopkeepers, homeowners out with shotguns. You're not allowed to defend yourself in areas that aren't burned down, in areas where the looting isn't allowed to go by the citizens. You will see feds move in to stop that, sweep out the, and of course the law-abiding citizens will stand down for the feds. They'll be put in plastic handcuffs, put on the backs of flatback trailers. They'll be shipped out, and then the feds will step back for the burning to continue. Of course, that won't be on the news because they'll be controlling news coverage. The news will show you things breaking down. And then you'll have a few events like that with, Detroit burned, New York burned, area Houston burned, area Los Angeles burned. Riots in other cities, cops getting killed. So we're going to have curfews and checkpoints and selectively enforced. That's already happening across the country as crime explodes, from Arkansas to New York and Illinois. They're having the National Guard do gun confiscations, door-to-door gun sweeps, knock and talk where they come to your house and want to talk about your guns and want to come in and see if you have guns. I mean, we see that new federal policing system. CIA runs the local cities, the threat management, threat integration centers. And so they're going to sell the public on the military being on the streets in the name of security. See, first they were at the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby and Miss America pageant, troops on the news, troops searching bags on the news, acclimating you. Then it'll be for rioting. Then it'll set the precedent. Oh, look, they helped. Then they'll probably be massive terror attacks in the United States, blamed, of course, on Al-Qaeda, then on domestic groups. They're going to arrest white people and say, look, now you don't just trust the Arabs. They've already, I told you they would say this, and now they've been saying it. I told you years before. There's 5,000, there's 10,000, there's 20,000 white Al-Qaeda. They'll have guys in white vans shooting cops like the Beltway sniper we know is an inside job. Then they'll grab some patsies, hype up the fear more, get the police and military against the American people to sell them on just mowing citizens down. And to sell some of the citizens on that. It's all beta tested. And so only a mass awakening to exactly the things I'm saying and the scenarios I'm laying out. Folks, I understand these scenarios enough and I know the enemy's mind enough by studying history and their current operations that I was able to predict government-sponsored terror in 1997. In America Destroyed by Design. And in subsequent films, I was beating the drum. That was my main issue, government-sponsored terrorism. Long before I made the July 25th radio and TV announcement saying they'll probably attack the World Trade Center, they'll blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And then I said they'll probably launch anthrax attacks in that same newscast. Because what they drill for, they do. They drill to fly planes into buildings, they do it. They use drills to cover up what they're doing. And hundreds of other points that go into that analysis. We told you they'd start the implosion with a subprime mortgage. We told you the banks would take control of the government. We told you Congress was being threatened with martial law. Now it's admitted. We know the game plan. Once you understand that the enemy is pathological, does the same stuff over and over again in different ways, they've done this in third world countries over and over again. It is in official army manuals. A few months ago, WikiLeaks got an army-filled manual from the 70s. For an army captain in black ops, in Asia, in Latin America, in Africa, it was like their canteen and their 45 APC handgun. I mean, it is as much a part of their arsenal as their backpack, as their uniform. And we read it on air. It states, go out, stage horrible events, blame it on whoever the political opposition is. See, I mean, that's in the Army field manuals. This is what they'll do. And they've got men in the military that believe, I'm doing it for America. I've got to kill these cops. I've got to blow up that van full of L.A. police officers to get their mind right to defend America. We've had rioting and problems. We've got to get the cops ready to be able to fire on citizens. You know, and they've got the cadre teams that are, you know, put the plastic explosives in there or shoot the cops up and then grab a patsy. Because to them, that's a military sacrifice. That's what officers are taught. You send your men in to get killed so that you can draw the enemy out. Sacrifice a pawn. That idea taken to the power of infinity. And people have to understand these government plans because, and they almost understand, I say government, this illegitimate corporate takeover we have using psychological warfare techniques on the people. I mean, you've now seen the private criminals take over all the banking and pay money directly to themselves. I mean, they have people that head up the companies that are being given the money, giving the money to themselves. Now, I want to start now with about 20 minutes of Zeitgeist, the addendum. Everybody started calling me about this weeks ago, and it's got a big buzz going, just like Zeitgeist itself. It conservatively had over 100 million views online. That's conservative. In fact, one could argue that Zeitgeist may soon overtake Loose Change Second Edition as the most watched film. Still doesn't have the same buzz, isn't talked about as much, but I've seen the hit numbers on it, and I think in a year or so, the problem is Loose Change, which is a good thing. I'm saying problem for Zeitgeist be number one, is that Loose Change Second Edition stays super hot. So, but the point is, someday it may rival as the most watched video ever. And it's got a decidedly anti-Christian bent to it. It's got some information that even the maker who I've talked to, he used our footage and unauthorized, which is whatever. He called up and said, could he use it for an official version? I said, whatever, man. The point is, is that they had to change some stuff. They got a lot of their stuff wrong. So 90% of the first zeitgeist was about the private bankers and the New World Order and all this accurate info. But the first of it attacks Christians, basically. And so I haven't been a promoter of it. But it has woken a lot of people up and gotten them to think about other issues. This Zeitgeist 2, or Addendum, came out, very slickly done. The guy works in TV in New York, doesn't even let his real name be known. But he made it on his off time. And the new one sounds great. Sounds good, the new Zeitgeist. But I wanted to just play a couple segments of it and then piece by piece go through it and get you to look from another perspective at what the bleeding hearts in the piece are saying and doing. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be punching it up on screen and playing clips from here. But so there's better audio, we'll be playing the audio from up in Minnesota. We'll go ahead and put it up on screen now. We're not going to play it quite. I don't want people to be able to look at it. So I'm going to play clips of this, and then we're going to stop it for the rest of the hour. And I'm going to make a point here, a point there on it. We're going to break in a couple minutes, but let's go ahead and start now playing the first few minutes of part nine. It's broken into like 13 parts of this new addendum he put out. And I'm going to get the maker on about this because I believe he means well, but actually a lot of the stuff being talked about here was said by Karl Marx and Engels and others. And they need to understand the globalists are aware of this. They're going on a different path of this. So let's go ahead and start playing it.
The prevailing means of transportation in our societies is by automobile and aircraft, both of which predominantly need fossil fuels to run. In the case of the automobile, the battery technology needed to power an electric car that can go over 100 miles an hour for over 200 miles on one charge exists and has existed for many years. However, due to battery patents controlled by the oil industry, which limits their availability to maintain market share, coupled with political pressure from the energy industry, the accessibility and affordability of this technology is limited. There is absolutely no reason other than pure corrupt profit interest that every single vehicle in the world cannot be electric and utterly clean, with zero need for gasoline.
Okay, as far as air, hit pause there. Okay. It's not just greed. The globalists aren't greedy for money. They issue and print the money. They're greedy for centralization and control. If the patents get out for solar panels they've had for more than a decade that produce, in some cases, 10 times what the best ones available do now, that decentralizes their power. Okay? It's about power. It's about centralizing power through commodities they control. And so, see, this film says a lot of good, true things, but then connects those to false solutions or solutions that can be twisted. We'll be right back after this break with more of Zeitgeist Addendum. I'm Alex Jones. Okay, let's go ahead and punch up Zeitgeist Addendum and continue analyzing it. Go ahead and roll it.
As far as airplanes, it is time we realize that this means of travel is inefficient, cumbersome, slow, and causes far too much pollution. This is a maglev train. It uses magnets for propulsion. It is fully suspended by a magnetic field and requires less than 2% of the energy used for plane travel. The train has no wheels, so nothing can wear out. The current maximum speed of versions of this technology, as used in Japan, is 361 miles per hour. However, this version of the technology is very dated. An organization called ET3, which has connections with the Venus Project, has established a tube-based maglev that can travel up to 4,000 miles per hour in a motionless, frictionless tube, which can go over land or underwater. Imagine going from LA to New York for an extended lunch break, or from Washington, D.C. to Beijing, China in 2 hours. This is the future of continental and intercontinental travel. Fast, clean, with only a fraction of the energy usage we use today for the same means. In fact, between maglev technology, advanced battery storage, and geothermal energy, there would be no reason to ever burn fossil fuels again. And we can do this now if we were not held back by the paralyzing profit structure.
All right, hit pause. It's not a paralyzing profit structure. Great profits could be made in this. It would just decentralize things. And so you have a two-tiered system. Much of this has already been built and designed, and a lot of it's secret. Part of it is not secret. And so that's where the hundreds of trillions of dollars, it's hundreds of trillions spent by the West in secret projects have gone. They have a high-tech civilization above the general growth rate of the suppressed technological system that we're in. And again, you have endless talk about, oh my God, these horrible profit people. No, it's done for consolidation. Then the profits flow. If we start talking about a high-tech society without profits, that means everyone's, quote, equal. But that means there's always a group above you that's going to be handing out things to, quote, the people that are equal. So you're not really equal, and human nature doesn't work that way. Okay, so you just continue to hear this profit's bad, profit, you know, ownership's bad is what it comes down to. Keep rolling it.
Now, America is inclined toward fascism. It has a propensity by its dominant philosophy and religion to uphold the fascist point of view. American industry is essentially a fascist institution. If you don't understand that, the minute you punch that time clock, you walk into a dictatorship.
We're given notions about the respectability of work, and I really look at it as being paid slavery.
All right, let's stop right there. Just like with Marx and Engels 100-something years ago, they always have these little technocrats up that say, oh, it's the religious people, it's fascism, America is bad. But you talk to the elitist, and you look at what the UN's saying, they're all saying the same stuff. Okay, so they sell something that sounds great, and they always sandwich their new command and control system in with all the stuff they wow you with, all this high tech. And they say America is fundamentally fascist, when the globalists created fascism and communism, two different systems to consolidate top down. Let's continue.
They're brought up to believe that you shall earn your living by the sweat of your brow. That holds people back. Freeing people from drudgery, repetitive jobs, which make them ignorant.
All right, pause again. Working and owning your own business or creating paintings or machinery or whatever it is you're into, that is uplifting, and people want to work and want to build, or they're totally unhappy. But mixing, see, they make work sound bad by comparing it to factory assembly line labor. So see, they're oversimplifying all of this. Continue.
Rob, yeah. In our society, that is a resource-based economy, machines free people. You see, we can't imagine that because we've never known that kind of world.
All right, hit pause. The elite know that what they talked about 100 years ago, what Marx talked about, was partially true. Just his way to implement was wrong. With machinery, with the robotics, with all of this, we can have fabulous wealth. Individual wealth. But the elite, again, are only using machinery to consolidate things, and now they've gotten to the point, because of the robotics, that they're shutting down the old free market economy and then just saying we're all going to be basically serfs and slaves, not using increased production to empower us, but using increased production by select technical systems to actually make humans themselves obsolete and not empower us. Whereas they're saying the machines would empower us, it's the opposite. It's being used to enslave us. We'll be right back after this quick break to continue. Stay with me.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
But that train.
Okay, I want to finish up with analyzing these Zeitgeist clips. I hope I can do it in the time we have left.
When I was just a baby.
again, it was Christians who ended slavery in this country. It was Christians who said no in Europe and England. And so you've got people who misinterpret the Bible or did things with it were bad, you know, did things with it were good, but just always the message that it's Christians' fault, America's bad, and then mixing it in with a bunch of fancy technology when it has nothing to do with it. And they're not even addressing that the elite have already built these advanced technologies in spacecraft and trains. They're just using it all in their secret programs. And they're going to use all this high tech against us. Let's go ahead and keep playing it.
If we look back at history, we see a very clear pattern of machine automation slowly replacing human labor. From the disappearance of the elevator man to the near full automation of an automobile production plant, the fact is, as technology grows, the need for humans in the workforce will continually be diminished. This creates a serious clash, which proves the falseness of the monetary-based labor system. For human employment is in direct competition with technological development. Therefore, given the fundamental priority of profit by industry, people through time will be continually laid off and replaced by machines.
All right, stop there. The problem is humans are hierarchical by their very nature, like dogs or parrots or most other active creatures, but much more advanced. And so someone isn't going to want to design a new computer or design a new algorithm or an idea or a new phone system, or if they can't, quote, sell it. We're competitive. We're not honeybees or ants that are communal creatures. So what happens is every time the public sold on this utopia of Valhalla, it's used by the controllers, the master planners, to set up an even more stratified society. A true free market will create the greatest equity and the greatest diversity. What are you seeing now? Socialism being used by the bankers who use crony false capitalism through government to bankrupt the economy and suck it under their control. So this is just the classic stuff that Marx and Engels had to say, and it is true with all the new technological developments that we could empower ourselves, have much safer working conditions, not have all the toxic waste and junk, and that humans then need goals like going to space and then corporations being funded to do that and not wasting our money on wars and fighting. And so they call for in this film a world government to implement the end of war and all this peace. But that's what the globalists said 100 years ago. So they funded World War I, and they bragged, they funded it to scare people into accepting the utopia. Oh, it's we have to scare them to do what we want. No, they wanted to have wars and consolidate power. And then, World War II they staged. That's declassified. To, again, get their United Nations. Then they hand out nuclear weapons to Pakistan and others. To, again, have to have their police state. So I'm all for a planetary federation, but with sovereign, independent, diverse countries that act as firewalls to corruption. And then if they all want to go vote on planetary directives and ideas and space exploration or technological agreements, but still, the section of the train in the U.S. is owned by the U.S., and the section of the train in England is owned by England. The section of the train in China is owned by China. And if the people pay for it, it's got to be in law that it didn't hand it over to some corporation. Because they become government. So, again, they just simplify this so much, and it totally sells weak-minded people, and it's very dangerous. Because he gets into, you know, competition will be eradicated, profit will be eradicated. Oh, who's going to eradicate? You're going to force. That's hardcore tyranny. Back to the clip.
When industry takes on the machine, instead of shortening the workday, they downsize. You lose your job. So you have a right.
All right, hit pause. No, what happens is corporations fool us to downsize 50 years ago, putting a thank you on the trash can and using peer pressure and our gentlemanliness to throw away the tray of McDonald's food. Then everybody adopts it. Then you get no service and end up paying as much or more. Just like everything was self-service, cars lasted longer, people filled them up, they were taken care of, you got service, it gave people entry-level jobs, but then you accepted them phasing that out. So no, we demand higher service. We demand higher quality. We demand, you see, and you're going to still need technicians to run all this. This system would stagnate overnight if they were able to do this.
Now, the globalists do plan to set this up and call it a utopia. It's going to be a technocracy over us. We're in this sub-area below, and you got these technological spires with the technocrats above, where they eradicate our normal instincts for peace. But the elite gets to keep its instinct of domination. No, good people have to combine together against other powerful groups of evil people to keep a level playing field so we can have our liberty. This is a very dangerous film. Let's go back to it.
In a high-technology, resource-based economy, it is conservative to say that about 90% of all current occupations could be phased out by machines, freeing humans to live their life without servitude.
All right, let's hit pause.
So this is the point.
Freeing humans to not own their own businesses, freeing humans to not have to strive and work, to be on Prozac watching TV all day and wire-headed into the Matrix. That's why they wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us for Wired Magazine, where the elites say, because of this, they don't need us anymore, so they're just going to kill us. And then that's the eugenics idea that goes back to Malthus 250 years ago. Here it is.
For this is the point of technology itself. And through time, with nanotechnology and other highly advanced forms of science, it is not far-fetched to see how even complex medical procedures could be performed by machines as well. And based on the pattern, with much higher success rates than humans get today.
Well, they're already, hit pause. See, there's the implication that this technology isn't being somewhat deployed and that machines aren't already doing some of the surgeries. But the problem is they're suppressing the real developments and the public's not getting that. And they've also collateralized the healthcare system into derivatives, so they're ripping you off to make investments because the insurance companies are cheating you. So, of course, we're going to be able to have longer life. But the elite want to freeze the technological development with the fake green revolution, with the new carbon taxes and the regulations, so that we don't get access to this. It's meant to kill economies right at the point when we're about to be freed by the technology. Back to it.
But our monetary-based structure, which requires labor for income, blocks this progress. For humans need jobs in order to survive. The bottom line is that this system must...
Hit pause. Humans have had to hunter-gather. They've had to have agrarian. They've had city-states. This is how we're designed. So, see, the idea is they're eradicating money. Yeah, that means your family farm. That means your family patents. This is theft. And there's always control freaks pushing this. Back to it.
Never be free, and technology will be constantly paralyzed.
We have machines that clean out sewers. It frees a human being from doing that. So look at machines as extensions of human performance.
Furthermore, many occupations today will have simply no basis to exist in a resource-based economy, such as anything associated with the management of money, advertising, along with the legal system itself. For without money, a great majority of the crimes that are committed today would never occur.
Hit pause. The system knows that. That's why they make drugs illegal, to then control the black market and make larger profits and have an excuse to criminalize 87% of the public that smokes marijuana or has smoked it. 87% of drug users, that's about half the public, only smoke marijuana. And so the idea that criminal minds won't move on to other things that are illegal. They're criminal because they like to be criminal and because there's profits to be made in things that are illegal, like currency. That would then be illegal. No, then you wouldn't have money to defend yourself. Then you're at the whim of whoever runs this system. And then they'll say, well, committees will. You imagine all the control freak lazy wannabes that want to move into your houses, that want your life. And then there's still going to be better looks. There's still going to be stronger people. There's still going to be stuff they want. So how do they standardize that? Well, the packs of scum come and kill you is what they do. Somebody's always going to want your wife. Somebody's always going to want your business. Somebody's always going to want what you got. And it's these people that want it. Here we go.
All forms of crime are a consequence of the monetary system, either directly or by neuroses inflicted through financial deprivation.
Oh, really? Oh, stop. Statistically, psychopaths are more well-to-do. Statistically, a lot of crime comes out of boredom. Idle hands, the devil's workshop. This just isn't true. Continue with it.
...selves could eventually become extinct.
Instead of putting up a sign, drive carefully, slippery when wet, put abrasive in the highway so it's not slippery when wet. And if a person gets in a car, they're drunk, and a car oscillates a great deal.
Wait a minute. How does somebody work and service the machines and fill them with aggregate, fill them to go cover the roads? Or how does someone work to design the roads as an architect and get paid? Oh, but machines run everything. So now we turn our entire... Just like people could calculate better, they could spell better before spell checkers, before calculators. I'm not saying get rid of them. My point is, you're talking about a bunch of blob jellyfish, like out of WALL-E. You've seen that movie, floating around on the holodeck of some cruise ship. I mean, this is unbelievable. Back to it.
Pendulum that swings up and back, and that'll pull the car over to the side. Not a law. Solution. Put sonar and radar in automobiles so they can't hit one another. Man-made laws are attempts to deal with...
Yeah, hit pause. Again, the technocrats will make laws through the computers that you can't drive your car yourself. That way you'll be safe. See? Which is what the Pentagon says. We're going to put you in a tank with a wire head, no more war, no more nothing, and a perception's reality. You're going to love the wonderful life you've got in cyberspace, so you don't, you know, you're going to be emplaced in this. Go to the next clip, because I'm not going to have time to play all. I'm going to go back into this part two tomorrow. The AC's broken here in the office, and in Texas is still hot, and I'm sweating, and show's almost over. Go to part two, and because I want you to hear this guy, you know, this futurist with all the spaceships in the background behind him, like, ooh, boy, that's what the communists would do. They'd show you spaceships and say, now we're going to have this wonderful utopia. No more work. After we line you up and shoot you in the back of the head. Of course, this guy, this intelligentsia guy, is the one they'll kill first. Because the bleeding hearts will go, this wasn't my plan, as soon as it's implemented. And, John, I'm losing my SDN line here on my end, so go ahead and reconnect with the other one. And then we'll fade that up, please, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know how long this one will hold in Minnesota. Go ahead and go to the next clip, and then a few minutes into this, he talks about money, competition, jobs. You know, they're going to be eradicated. You're not going to be able to open up a hot dog shop if you want. Well, who makes the hot dogs? Who has the meat? Who raises the cows? It destroys the diversity of the beautiful free market system that the socialist controllers, the bankers, have taken over. And then they ruin it and then blame what they've done on us. Collectivism doesn't work, even with a high-tech overlay. In fact, it will create the greatest forms of tyranny, as we're now seeing. Go ahead and go to the next clip. You got it ready? Here is the next clip.
Patriotism, weapons, armies, navies, all that is a sign that we're not civilized yet. Kids will ask...
Hit pause. All that is a sign that we are humans that are warlike, and there's always evil people that want to dominate us. And yes, when we build up a weapon system, a lot of times it ends up being used against us, so we've got to limit it like the Founding Fathers said and protect liberty and prosecute corruption. But see, the UN wants all our guns, and they're the only ones that are going to have them, a monopoly of power. So see, oh, we're barbarous. Go back to it.
Yeah. Kids will ask their parents, didn't you see the necessity of the machines? Dad, couldn't you see that war was inevitable when you produce scarcity? Isn't it obvious? Of course the kid will understand that you were pinheads raised merely to serve the established institutions. We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history.
All right, hit pause.
You say that...
Hit pause. What he's saying is exactly what the elites are implementing. They're using the technology to fully take over and remove humans from the equation, but to dominate us and control us. Instead, he's saying, no, accelerate this so we'll be empowered. That's not what's going to happen. Just sit back and watch what develops. Go ahead.
Make the history book. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along. Until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth.
Back that up. Back that up 20 seconds. Back that up, because I want you to hear that carefully. Who is going to enforce no social strata of any type eradicated?
...and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth.
Eradicated. Eradicated. John, have you connected the other ISDN? Because I can't continue here. It's blasting in my ears.
Actually, that's being used. We can switch over to the access unit.
Yeah, switch over to the access unit. I can't do this.
Okay.
All right, here we go, folks. I mean, as things get more complex, it allows centralization by elites to dominate, and the public aren't specialists, but in a few areas individually, and so can't grasp it. And so this is a hellish trap humanity's making for itself. I am for technological development, but I am for education, open free market, the opposite of what we are seeing out of this. The opposite of what we're hearing from this. You know, I'm going to analyze this more. I was watching this last night. It was just blowing me away. They're going to eradicate the classes. Oh, look out, man. Oh, my God. The communists killed over 150 million people. And they show people spaceships and fancy machines and everything they were going to do. And Katie barred the door. And what are the bankers doing? The same thing. Right now, they're selling the same thing to the children. The bankers get taught what they want in schools, and they teach this. Unification, world government, coming together. Under them, though. And this is how they pacify the huge throngs, the masses. And it's so sick. And then the exceptional get punished. The people that save and work hard but aren't corrupt, they get punished. And then the exceptional who are evil, they get to run everything. Not these delusional pipe dreams that we are witnessing here. All right, final segment coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll continue tracking and covering all of this. Stay with me. Folks, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to get the maker of this film on, and I'm going to ask him some questions. I don't think they're bad. People always fall for the same tricks. And it's true that advanced technologies, automation, robotics, can just absolutely empower humanity. There can be surgeons and technicians already now with very inexpensive mass-produced machinery. To get people better health care, all of it. But the elite says all of that and says the main crowd pushing the agenda of what you just heard are the globalists selling their minions with this. That's kind of the religion at the UN. And we can play Walter Cronkite saying the same thing, you know, global governance, world unification. People don't want to be unified. It's going to be done by the sword. And there's going to be no nation to stand against the tyranny that runs it. And power corrupts, absolutely, folks. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The true quote by Lord Acton was, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And so it doesn't work. The social planners, you look what they've done. They seize your children. They build prisons. It's horrible. The control freaks cannot be turned loose through the technocracy. And that is what's happening. But I know that these guys have a lot of laudable goals and things here. When you start talking about eradicating money and any form of class, that means a bum on the street that's got a nicer jacket has got to give his jacket up to somebody else. Can you imagine the hellishness of that? So the globalists are masters. They're blaming free market on what's happening now. That's not what's happening. Government took the pension funds. Government set up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They did all of this. Government's giving the bankers all the currency right now. You notice these socialists are never going to say just give direct money right to the people. Give land, no strings attached, right to the people. That's a free market socialism. To say take all the government lands and just give, however many acres there are broken up to American citizens.
Take the tens of millions of acres, take half the tens of millions of acres that are just in the West, and just give it each to American citizens. Well, the argument is, and it's a true one, a lot of people wouldn't want it, wouldn't want to take care of it, wouldn't care. But then people who wanted it, but then the government would corrupt that process of giving the land out. Regardless, it'd still be better than nothing. Yeah, you want to come out here and get a claim, you want to come out here and put a fence up around this, you can have it. That's true free market. Taking over the socialist cake and then dividing it. You want decentralization. You want local economies. That's what you want. Not this. Not this mega centralization. And you use the machines to empower the people that way, but then locals own the machines and do what they want with it. I want to bring Ted Anderson up at the last 2 minutes of the show. Ted, you did an offer today of gold that you bought at $100 lower than it currently is. I know you're selling out a lot of that, but you're going to keep it until midnight tonight. You have the Franks, you have the British Sovereigns, you have the Indians in gold, you have the Franklin half-dollar silver. I know this has been the biggest response you ever got. As gold shortages run worldwide and most dealers are completely sold out, you're not even sure if you can get more gold in the coming weeks. People better call now, shouldn't they?
Yeah, you bet they better.
Or they could just be socialist and trust the government to take care of them.
No, they better call, because I can tell you right now, supplies are drying out. I mean, if the Canadian banks have to shut their doors on gold trades, and so does the British, and their major gold companies are out, what do you think is going to happen here in the United States? You're going to end up stuck with paper that's worthless. Call 1-800-686-2237 and call now.
That's right. The mints are running out. The U.S. is no longer making gold coins. They can't buy. They can't get the gold to make the gold coins.
Not to meet the demand, they can't.
Ted has it right now. 1-800-686-2237. They don't have eagles. They don't have buffaloes. The U.S. is out. The British are out. This is serious. Ted has it, and almost nobody else does, and he's got it at a huge discount. 1-800-686-2237. Don't trust the socialist bankers that your paper will be good, folks, as it's not going to be. 800-686-2237. Rebroadcast starts now with a guest, Paul Watson, and Key Analysis. Stay with us at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, back tomorrow. Rebroadcast starts now.